Very jackass for dog catcher, baby.
With an HD radio digital signal. We are Sports Radio 560 WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Maybe Barry can elope with Robert Creeper. Sounds like a match made in heaven to me.
The sky is falling.
Absolutely.
I'm dying out here.
When I'm watching basketball on TV, one man is annoying me, yelling words of nonsense, Dickie V.
Oh my God.
And when someone goes baseline, he starts screaming things so nasally, screeching like a banshee, Dickie V.
Ow!
Dickie V. Dickie V. Dickie V, yeah, Dickie V.
Doi, 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 doi.
He should shut his pie hole, Dickie V.
Yes.
When he is on camera, the glare from his head is blinding me. Where did this guy come from, Dickie V? Everything is awesome, and everyone's his BTP. Wish he'd keep his trap shut, Dickie V. Dickie V, Dickie V, Dickie V, yeah, Dickie V. Giving me a headache, Dickie V. Dickie V, Dickie V, Dickie V, yeah, Dickie V. Really.
Can you imagine if we got fined by the FCC for the word Dickie? We'd already owe about how many million dollars by now?
About 30, man.
Just after playing that bit. We can still say Dickie, though, as long as we say Dickie V, right? Or maybe you're wearing like your Dickies. Could be. 10:02 at 560 WQAM. Happy Monday to you. George on vacation this week, so I'm not going to... I'll wait until about 10:05 to rip him an ass. I mean, George does a great job when I'm not here. He's doing a fantastic job, which I'm looking forward to a great summer start next week. George will be on 3 days a week. Maybe 4 or 5 would be good this summer.
Why not?
Right. But, oh, that's right, Fat Zach is there, who sounded like he got a little laryngitis or something today.
No, I'm okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Sounded like you're under the weather.
No.
Robert Grieper, by the way, is a real hole. Oh, we already knew that. What an idiot. Belly aching about that movie. That may be one of the great movies in the history of mankind, Fahrenheit 9/11. I saw it yesterday. In front of a packed crowd, there were only a few seats open in the front couple of rows where nobody wants to sit because you get neck sprain from staring straight up at the sky.
That's where I had to sit when I saw it.
Really? In the front?
No seats.
You actually went and saw it?
Saw it Friday.
Holy cow, you have to be kidding me. Now, I'm sure Zach didn't go see it.
I have a 2:30 showing today.
You're showing it?
Well, no, I'm going to see it, so.
Well, I hope they have good eyesight. Okay, well, we'll get back to that. We're talking at length about Fahrenheit 9/11. In fact, even our poll today is about Fahrenheit 9/11. Robert Grieper's upset, though.
Wah, wah, because it's propaganda. Wah.
Yeah. You're such a little self-hating fag Jew, man. You're so pathetic, Robert. You're tragic. God. That's the only reason you're still there is because everybody feels sorry for you. You're such a little nebbish. Gotta have somebody tie his shoelaces for him in the morning. How about getting some loafers would be good, Robert? That would solve that problem. 1,880 votes on the poll on Friday. If you had tons of cash, where in the world outside Florida would you live? Hawaii? Look at that. Hawaii just blew it away. I can't believe that. 411 of you said you'd rather, Hawaii would be your home base if you had all the cash in the world. Mountains in North Carolina, 175. Not for me. Jews don't go to North Carolina. Maybe like in Charlotte, but not in the mountains. Las Vegas, 146. Amsterdam, 137. And if you go to Las Vegas, by the way, don't play the slots, all you guys, because people will be talking behind your back. Amsterdam, 137. San Francisco, 121. Lake Tahoe, 118. Monte Carlo, 103. Roma, 86. Vancouver, 84. The Bahamas, 83. Capri, Italy, 81. San Diego, 63. Switzerland, Schweiz, 61. I just love saying Schweiz. I don't know why. Sounds a little like Schwartz. Cuba, 53. Salisbury, Connecticut, 40. Stockholm, Sweden, 35. Now, we apologize. This must be Josh's bad on here. The name of the city is Baden-Baden. There's a hyphen in there. It's like twice.
Oh, I must have screwed that one up.
You must have screwed it up. He's got Baden, Germany. But it's still got 23 votes.
For Baden, know what I mean. Or,
yeah, we know what you mean. Illiterate. Prague, 19. Bangkok, 16. Andorra, 13. And Manitowoc has got a dozen. They didn't like that poll anyway. Okay, they like today's better. Iraq handover of sovereignty completed. They just passed into law. Here we go. You take it. No, you take it. Come on, somebody take it. Uh-oh. Just dropped on the floor. Take the keys, please. So they pulled a little bait and switch there 2 days ahead of time. It was supposed to be on Wednesday, June.
About 30, man.
But instead, they had a ceremony 2 days early, figuring they're going to catch the insurgents off guard. Don't you think that's going to do it? That should solve all the problems, right? Everything should be...
Oh, we're fine.
On Wednesday, everybody's going to be quiet and calm. We got the new leadership in there. Security will be tight. Everything will be great. Don't you think?
Sure.
No. I don't think so. But we'll hope for the best. That's all I can say. On our beaded curtain today, Mila Jovovich is on there. Now, it's a fine picture. The only problem is that those of you who are desperate to see boobies will be very disappointed because... If you want to see Mila Jovovich's boobies, you can go see Return to the Blue Lagoon. Go pick it up. 1991. You saw all her boobies. In fact, you saw all her everything in that movie. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Vividly.
Vividly.
Return to the Blue Lagoon. And, of course, remember the original Blue Lagoon with Chris Atkins and Brooke Shields. But anyway, Mila Jovovich, the picture's fine. There's only like one nipple there because we don't want to overdo it. John Ashcroft might get upset. Especially, it's not bad enough they have to contend with that damn Michael Moore. Now they got to contend with naked boobies on our website. If you're over the age of 75, just click on that thing, okay, and take a quick peek. Mila Jovovich was born December 17, 1975, in Kiev in the Soviet Union, which is now Ukraine, which makes her 28, right?
Yeah.
And a half. Ultraviolet, she's filming that one right now. Also, Resident Evil Apocalypse, filming that one right now. You Stupid Man, 2002. The House on Turk Street, I never heard any of these movies.
Never.
Dummy, Zoolander, heard that.
That was funny.
The Claim, Million Dollar Hotel. Messenger, the story of Joan of Arc. I thought that old what's-her-name was in the original Joan of Arc. What was her name? Ingrid Bergman, right?
Sure.
The Fifth Element. What the hell do you know about Ingrid Bergman?
I have no idea who that
is. Nothing. You don't even know who the hell that is.
No.
You don't even know that she got pregnant, knocked up out of wedlock, do you? No.
No.
She looked like a dyke to me. Yeah. He Got Game, 1998. The Fifth Element, Dazed and Confused. Chaplin, 1992. Cuffs. And, of course, her third movie was Return of the Blue Lagoon. Her second one, Night Train to Kathmandu. And the first movie was Two Moon Junction, which who the hell ever heard of that?
Not me.
Huh?
Not me.
My favorite movie, though, before Two Moon Junction was...
Cock-a-roon.
Junction was pretty good. So there she is for everybody to see with one nipple showing. That's about it. Of course, the really desperate news over the weekend. Captors say Marine and Pakistani held in Iraq. How many hours do you think it's... In fact, in the movie, there's a very quick scene. It's shown at a distance. Oh, and I also would like to point this out. That... In Canada, you know how old you have to be to go see that movie? In the U.S., you have to be 17. Is NC-17?
Right.
14.
14?
If you're over 14, you can go see that movie here, yeah. Well, just like the drinking age here in Ontario is 19. It's 21 in the U.S. Cigarettes, 19 here, 21 in the U.S. All of these things. There were a lot of young people in there. That's the good news.
Cigarettes are 18 here.
I beg your pardon?
Cigarettes here, you have to be 18.
Really? Well, like I said, so that's an even better idea. Who the hell wants kids getting lung cancer? So what would you rather do? Would you rather be able to buy cigarettes or go see a movie that you want to go see?
Go see a movie.
Right. Although maybe smoking cigarettes in the lobby wouldn't be too bad. I ate Milk Duds yesterday. I want to apologize to my stomach for doing that.
How good were they, though?
Oh. In fact, it's amazing that I have any of my fillings still in there. The only thing that pulls out your fillings worse than Milk Duds is jujubes. And they didn't have any jujubes. They were all goyim there, I guess. Huh?
Those are good, too.
Do they still sell those?
I think in some, you know, like the little theaters. The smaller theaters.
Yeah. Or like in Boca, where there's a lot of Jews.
Probably.
They sell the jujubes. But Milk Duds are great. They still taste the same as they did a long time ago, and they still, like, get all over your teeth and everything. But then the good part of it is that getting all over in between your teeth and everything, it, like, kind of melts as you're sitting there for, like, the whole movie. And you still keep licking the back of your teeth, and it's still all there, you know?
Yeah, you could save a little for the end of the movie.
Exactly, like on your bicuspids. So at any rate, I did get milk duds, and the crowd was very, you could hear a pin drop. 95% capacity. Like I said, the only people, the only rows that were open were the first couple, which nobody wants to sit there, Josh. And then Muck told me this morning when he came in that he was going to go see it yesterday. See, I don't understand that either. How come there's five theaters in Palm Beach County showing it and only two in the Broward County? What the hell is that?
Yeah, I went to Sawgrass and it was just...
Oh, wait a minute. There's more than two. You lied, Duff. You're full of crap because I know it's at the Gateway, it's at the Sawgrass, and it's also Sunrise and some other Sunrise. So that's at least three.
Yeah, there's three, actually. Sunrise, no. Sawgrass. And...
But how come there's five in Palm Beach?
You got me.
That must be for... Because the people have voted for Buchanan last time, they want to make sure they don't miss it. All the old Jews that voted for Pat Buchanan last time around. I love the way in the start, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but in the beginning of the movie where they start out with a bogus election, and the thing that is most, oh, brother, you dark folks out there, if you black people don't go and vote at least 15, 20 times apiece, maybe even...
About 30, man!
There's something wrong with you after you got screwed last time around in 2000. And they showed all of those black congressmen standing up. There's Al Gore, who, of course, had no choice. He was vice president, so he was Speaker of the House and pro tem. And he's standing up there to certify the final election result as ordered by the Supremes, by the right-wing Supremes, including Clarence Token Thomas and Scalia and Rehnquist, all of those. And all of these black congressmen have invited themselves to come and speak before the joint session of Congress, and they have resolutions not to certify the election result. And the law says they have to have at least one member of the Senate also sign on. And there was Maxine Waters, and there was this one and that one. And every one of them, when Gore asked, do you have a signature of any member of the Senate? And the answer was
no.
No.
Not one.
Not one. Not a single one. Not John Kerry. Not Ted Kennedy. Not Joe Biden. Not Russ Feingold. Not John McCain. Not anybody. Not one member of the U.S. Senate. Those are the same spineless 100 senators, by the way, that voted 99-1 last week in favor of the Senate indecency bill so that we say can't say crap on the air anymore.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560, 2 a.m.
Neil Rogers God.
The yellow light that must be. They have something to hide. That's how they manipulate headlines. We're screaming every kind of subterfuge is useful like a yellow light. The corporate media rhyme, and that's why we have a yellow light. Can't explain the meaning of what these lights do.
What these lights do.
Rich is at his desk with a set of low pens and noodles got
through.
Anytime they want to confuse the news, they have a yellow light. What's that mean? Something they can't define. That's why we have a yellow light. A big sign.
This fax is incredible. It says it's Independence Day in a free Iraq. Oh. Yeah! All those bodies that you're seeing in body parts and all those people aren't going to come back, and the hostages, they're going to have their heads chopped off very soon if they're not dead already. It was worth it, you know? It says, we did it! We did it! This must be from David Sampson, you know what?
It never dawned
on me.
We did it!
Yeah. To all our president's critics, as our vice president would say, go yourself. Must be from Robert Griefer, or it's more likely a joke, but don't forget.
We did it!
Right. Yeah, it's from Griefer. You're a loser, Robert. Okay, everybody in the building hates you like poison and wish you'd get some horrible disease. Oh, you already got it? Dave the Cop says, what an incredible movie. Dave the Cop says, give me a break, I'm off today. You've been off every day of your life, okay, if you ask me. He saw it in Hialeah amidst young Latins, older blue hairs, and a lot of African Americans. They all cheered as I did. Yeah, at the end of the movie here in Toronto, and I'll say it all, the only time there wasn't total silence and you could hear a pin drop during the movie was those moments of laughter, you know, when there's some, because the movie isn't like intense for like the whole 2 hours. There's some yucks in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the Bonanza skit there. That's choice. In fact, that reminded me a lot of the stuff that we've had on our website. In fact, many of the things that I heard, like about the deal with the Taliban and the Turkmenistan through Afghanistan oil pipeline. How many months ago did I talk about that?
About 30, man.
Yeah, I felt like kind of vindicated watching that movie. All of the things I keep saying, but then again, I'm on some bogus sports station in Miami with about 50 people listening, so what the hell am I accomplishing? Dave the Cop says, Michael Moore gets all of this done for $8 million. Kenny Starr and Right Wing spent 50. It was actually $70 million in tax dollars about the blue stain and all that other crap. You're right. But and now here's our poll question, and it's really interesting so far. The same as Robert Grieper, who's in there whining the bush licker that he is.
It's propaganda.
Yeah. In the meantime, did he see it?
No.
And that's the thing. If you don't go see it, then shut up, because you don't know what the hell it's all about. If you haven't seen it, if you go see it and you hate it and you think it's all lies or propaganda, you're entitled to your opinion, even though, of course, we know you're full of crap. But that's fine. But opening up a big mouth just because you're afraid that the truth might actually permeate that space where your brain used to be, that's your problem, Robert, and everybody else like you.
Oh, you should have heard him this morning. That movie's all full of lies. It's all one big lie. I don't know
but
why.
But did he see it?
No, of course not.
No. You're a moron, Robert. That's why you're sitting there as a board op at WQM. The guy's 45 years old. He's been there for 30 freaking years now.
About 30, man.
That's all he's ever going to be. He's been a professional student for 100 years. He's got 16 degrees, and he's still sitting there licking Moe's hairpiece.
He's going to law school, he says.
Yeah, and?
Sometime soon.
Yeah. This guy, this is the longest departure, man, in the history of mankind. I'm leaving. Okay, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, Robert. I'm leaving. Yeah. I'll come down there special for that. We'll have a special ceremony.
We're going to have a big party for him.
Yeah. Actually, no, a good party for us.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your take on Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11? That's our poll question today, obviously, okay? And here are the choices. We got 89 votes already, but I'll give you the choices. Saw it was sensational. Saw it was good. Saw it sucked. Haven't seen it yet, but we'll see it. Or we'll absolutely not watch it. Now, some people would think, well, why would you put a choice on there like, we'll absolutely not watch it? Because, you look at that already, that's third. Out of the first 89 votes, haven't seen it yet, but we'll see it, 56. And everybody tells me that the theaters have been packed in South Florida. Packed. Jamming. And maybe if we had more than three in Broward, that might have helped a little bit. Saw it, and let's see, it just changed again. We'll see it, 66. Haven't seen it yet, but will. Out of 105. Saw it. It was sensational. 24. We'll absolutely not watch it. 10. 9.5% of you idiots out there will absolutely not watch it. Well, you know what? You're entitled not to go spend your money, but then dummy up. You have no right to say anything about it if you don't want to go see it. That's like giving us a bunch of crap. Oh, you're always talking about The Godfather. That movie sucked. Did you see it? No. Probably some professional Guidos would say that. Who would say they don't like The Godfather, right?
Yeah, how do you not see The Godfather?
There are people that wouldn't go see it, like Joe Dagiola.
I can't understand that.
Saw it was good 3, and saw it sucked 2. Okay, so of the people who saw it so far, we've got 29 of those. 24 said it was sensational, 3 said it was good, and 2 said it sucked. 91% nationwide, they've been doing some exit polling. Nobody asked me, but then again, this isn't the right nation. 91% of the people that saw it said it was excellent. That's pretty heavy duty. Can you imagine too many other movies where people would come out and 91? In addition to which, in spite of Miss Fudge, who was herniating about, what's that stupid White Chicks trailer trash movie? White Chicks. Well, let me say this to you. Fahrenheit 9/11 was showing on 868 screens across the U.S. White Chicks is showing on 2,726 screens, three times the number. And Fahrenheit 9/11 still outdrew it. How do you like that? At the box office. Still was number one, which we'll get to that eventually. How do you like that?
I can't wait to see it.
White Chicks my ass, Miss Fudge. And by the way, I'm sure Miss Fudge ain't going to see White Chicks or Black Chicks or Yellow Chicks or any other chicks. He might go see Chicks with that. He might go see that. And I'm sure Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter are starring in that one. Chicks with anyway, so we'll see how this poll comes out. And also one other thing, now that George is on vacation this week, I don't want to, because every time he goes on vacation, he deserves to be ripped a little bit.
Sure.
And I just want to say the comment that he made, and of course Josh was right there with him, but Josh didn't want to say too much because he likes working on that website.
That's right.
Yeah, he likes the cash. But at any rate, I was talking about the thrill of going to a casino, okay? And the fact that if you make a lot of money, betting like nickels and dimes with a chance to win very small jackpot. It's not exciting. There's no motivation there. If you're making like nickels and dimes like you guys are, then if you're going to win like a couple of grand or 5 or 10 grand or even 50 grand, then it makes a significant change in your life. That was my point.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I made the mistake because I know in May that Josh was out in Vegas, and I said, well, like when you were playing the slots, and it was like this long pause. I mean, you could have read the whole encyclopedia from Aardvark to Zebra to fill that gap. And I was thinking, well, what's that so funny about that? And I said, well, you did play some slots out there, Josh, didn't you? And he said,
nah.
No. Not one.
He's a liar.
Not one. You didn't play one slot machine. You didn't put a quarter in, a dollar, a nickel.
Like, Zach, you played slots?
I'm not a big slot guy.
Have you played slots?
Yes, I have.
Faggot. See, that was George's comment. Only old ladies and fags play the slots. So I was at the new casino at Niagara Falls, and the old one also on Saturday. And I looked around after hearing that announcement from George because, I mean, God forbid that I want to ruin my image. And I looked around. I would say that 70% of the people were playing, maybe I'll be generous, 60%, more than half of the people playing the slots were men.
Oh, yeah.
Old men, young men, in-between men. It's a sucker game. I admit that.
Look at the jackpot.
My friend was there playing blackjack. He won. I'm playing the slots, and I lost. Not a lot. I made a nice comeback. But the idea, I mean, George has got that Cuban homophobe thing, which he's in total denial. He'll never admit it. But he's just, you know, as much as he tries to be very, you know, what's it to you? It doesn't make any difference. It does. Believe me. It does. Everything is a fag thing. Like certain movies. Like he wouldn't go see, what the hell was the movie with Matt Damon? That he will absolutely not go to see.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name.
Matt Damon, Jude Law. I can't. It'll come to me. I've seen it about 100 times. It's a great movie. Have you seen it?
Is it that Bourne Supremacy movie?
No, that's Bourne Identity, and he's got that new one coming out.
Yeah.
Now, he might actually go see that, even though he's sure Matt Damon is a fag. But, you know, as if that has anything to do with it. What's it to you? See, that's George's Cuban homophobia. He can't control himself. So I play the slots, and I enjoy it because it's fun. It's some action. You can go play the progressive slots, and you can win like $2.8 million, something like that. You're not going to win it, but you're not going to win the lottery either.
Hey, wasn't it the talent of Mr. Ripley?
That's very good. Now, did you see that?
I did.
Faggot. See, George won't go see it because he says there's too much faggery in it. And, of course, I mean, that's part of the story, but there's so much more to the movie than that. But he won't go see it because of that, because he's afraid some of his Cuban relatives will find out.
He's stuck on that Will Smith old gay movie or something. He was
is that what it
about.
Is?
That's what
Will Smith is gay too, huh?
No, he...
I know what you're talking about. I know. Just relax, okay? I've been around the block one or two times. I'm not quite as dim as some of you people think. Close. I'm getting to the end, you know, but I'm hanging on by my thumbs.
Come on, Neil. Not you.
Oh, and the good news is we had a visitor this morning before the show. The audience will be pleased to know.
Hiya, Pally.
That boy is back with his pacemaker. He says, the beat goes on.
Hiya, Pally.
Oh, brother. He is something.
Yeah, we saw him walking around this morning.
Was he now? Has he got his walker? Or is he now that he's got his pacemaker and his heart's actually beating, is he like walking on his own? Or?
No, not really.
Actually, because that has nothing to do with his heart. It's the fact that his hip joint is given out because he weighs 600 pounds. So nice to have you back, fat boy, briefly, and we'll bring you flowers.
Live and local. We are Sports Radio
560
AM.
All the heartburn.
Dum, dum, dum. Every time I see. Dum, 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 dum.
That retarded dimwit.
Dum, dum, dum. On my TV.
He's president of Republicans muscled in. And an articulate idiot. I don't know why they would want this guy, but now he's here. We're screwed the next 4 years with President Thumb.
Absolutely.
Oh, what I give to go vote once more and get to we all voted for.
Dum dum dum, lips drumming, stupid feet.
Find this drunk and rich kid.
He's even dumber than me.
He's President Duncan. You don't care what it took. You got him in by hook or crook. The Christian right knows what's best. You and I, but have no fear. We've got a great leader.
I'm dying over here.
President Duncan.
Bad news for the Bush crowd. Bad news for the fascistas this morning. The U.S. Supreme Court has just ruled that enemy combatants can challenge the charges against them in court, including the detainees at Gitmo. Big surprise.
Depending on the detainee's citizenship.
There you go. And well, we'll have the whole story as soon as somebody decides to get it on the Internet. Ever notice how slow, well, you probably don't notice because you're not doing a show watching this stuff and reading boring stuff on the air like I am, but stuff really takes a while to get on the Internet.
Yeah, it takes some time.
Why is that?
That I don't know.
Even on the Fudge Report, he's still busy with that, oh, Iraq gets the keys to the kingdom and handover of Iraq, and he's still got all that Kerry bashing crap on there. I don't see any story about this very, very amazing, shocking Supreme Court ruling that's a big blow to the Bushmeister, thank God. Arab TV broadcast the videotape of two men taken hostage by militants, one described as a U.S. Marine lured from his base, the other a Pakistani driver for an American contractor. Insurgents threatened to behead them both. Also, do you notice how Paul Bremer, how fast he got out of Iraq this morning? 2 hours after they handed over the keys to the kingdom, he's gone. Bye-bye. See ya, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him for a second. He came damn close, you know, to getting off, Paul Bremer. They came within a hair's breadth. But, of course, if things are so hunky-dory over there now...
Oh, we're fine.
What's the rush, Paul? Right? Ought to hang around, get pally with the new leadership, give him a little briefing on what to expect. In fact, that's probably why he's leaving so fast. It's kind of an indication of what he expects. Now, in the middle of the movie, now, let's see, you didn't see it, Zach, but Joshua, and as a matter of fact, Josh is going to give us his own personal rating now on a scale of 4 stars.
Getting a 5.
It gets 5 out of 4 stars. I give it on a scale of 4 stars, 65. There's only, and I'll be very honest with you, I'm going to give you as objective as I can. It's one of the finest movies I've ever seen in my life. It's powerful. Everybody must see it. At the end of the movie, I actually had like a tear came to my eye. I'm not one of those people, one of those fags. I cry easy in movies, but it does choke you up at the end. It makes you very angry and just you get foaming at the mouth. About two-thirds of the way through, there is one, I think for about 5 or 10 minutes, where it kind of like drags. And I can't really remember what it was all about, to be honest with you, because it was the only part of the movie that I thought was a little bit boring. I mean, nothing's perfect. But there was a part. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think it dragged a little bit too long as far as, like, that when they go into the lady and her son.
No, I'm not talking about that. How could you say that, you heartless bastard, you?
What a heartless bastard. I don't mean that, but no, they dragged a little bit too much.
They dragged her son?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably did. Oh, when they show... What I was getting to, though, is... No, in fact, I disagree with you about the movie not being too long. Maybe a couple of segments were, yeah. But the movie, to me, would... If I had my druthers, it would have been the first of, like, a 10-part installment between now and the election. Because there's so much more. In other words, he really had to, like, give a lick and a schmear to, like, the Patriot Act and, like, so many other things in there. In 2 hours, you can only cover so much. And for those people who say, oh, it went on too long, baloney. Didn't go on too long. It's only the future of the whole damn world that's at stake here, you idiots. All you sports nerds, all you silly people. I'm going to tell you, if I have to listen all week long, I'm going to come rolling in here just before 9 every morning, okay? I'm not going to come in early like when George and I confabulate and bitch at each other before the show, because he's not here this week anyway. And I love Joe, and I'm glad that he's back, but I can't listen to the sports stuff. This is a radio station. Keep in mind that on September the 11th, 2001, sat there paralyzed from 8:45 in the morning until 9:45, as Geldy was saying...
What are we going to say about it? We got to keep talking about sports. What are we going to say about it?
Instead of just opening up the pot like I did and putting on the network coverage of what was going on as the world, the Trade Center towers were crumbling to the ground and as the Pentagon got hit and as the president sat there with that stupefied look on his face in that school in Sarasota reading My Pet Goat to those little kids.
Oh, that was great.
And they show the clock, 9:01, 9:02, and he's sitting there with that same stupid look on his face. 9:03, 9:04, and the minutes are ticking by, and he still sits there like frozen in suspended animation. I'm going to tell you my own honest feelings about what this is all about, and keep in mind that George Herbert Walker Bush was meeting with the Carlyle group at the Bin Ladens that morning,
yeah,
with Papa Bin Laden, the morning of 9/11. This, to me, sounds like a business deal gone bad. And how about the Taliban showing up at Crawford, Texas in May of 2001? The Taliban, those evildoers, the ones that we had to bomb into oblivion. And by the way, we didn't do a very good job because we only sent 11,000 troops to Afghanistan, as is pointed out in the movie.
Well, they're business partners, didn't you know?
That's correct. On that great pipeline, you got that oil flowing. Just like I said, and I'm a moron. I'm no genius. I'm a degenerate jackass who likes to play slot machines and screw around a lot. That's all. That's me. I'm no genius. But I've sat here and told you for the last 3 years it's O-I-L and M-O-N-E-Y. That's what this whole thing is all about.
You think?
Yeah, don't tell Robert Grieper that.
I can't. He'll
because Robert Grieper will tell you he'll like be spitting matzo water at you.
He'll try.
He'll probably pee all over your shoes. Don't let Josh Beckett get in the way. Give you a song to dance about. Oh, no, it's to free the Iraqi people and make the Middle East more democratic. Yeah, you should live so long, Robert, okay? In fact, wouldn't it be nice to see his head on a plate? Anyway, speaking of that, and in the middle of the movie, I'm taking a long time to get to this point, but that's okay. We got 4 hours. See how this works, Zach?
Yeah, take your time.
Kill a lot of time. There is one scene, and it's not really that violent because you see it from a distance, but you see a beheading at Chop Chop Square in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. That's the nickname for that place. And the story here, the Saudi government beheaded 52 men and one woman last year for crimes including murder, homosexuality.
Oh, my God.
Armed robbery and drug trafficking. But Saudis say that while Islam condones the punishment in one context, it condemns militants who decapitated hostages here and in Iraq. Islam permits the death penalty for certain crimes, but few mainstream Muslim scholars and observers believe that beheadings are sanctioned by Sharia or Islamic law. More crazy religious crap, okay? These Saudis, and if you watch this movie and you don't come away hating the Saudis like poison, there's something wrong with you. You don't have a brain. They are the sand chiggers in a woodpile. Trust me when I tell you that right now, okay? The Saudis, they are the lowest of the low. And even if you saw the movie Network, which you probably didn't, either one of you, but if you saw the movie Network and you remember the speech that Howard Beale was ranting and raving about the Saudi deal must be stopped now and about how they bought up. Did you see in the movie, Josh, they got like 7 or 8% of the whole U.S. economy is owned by the Saudis.
Yeah.
They've got over $1 trillion in cash in U.S. banks. We're on our bended knee to the freaking Saudis, which is why I'm sure, of course, those all those 146 or whatever the number was, relatives of Bin Laden and the other Saudis in this country, got on those planes while poor Ricky Martin couldn't get even on a plane. That was cute.
Yeah, that was cute.
They showed a shot of Ricky Martin, and he's like, even Ricky Martin couldn't get on a plane, Michael Moore says, but these Saudis all were spirited out of here real fast before they could be interrogated up by the FBI.
He missed the Latin Grammys.
Yeah. Can you imagine, he says, If the Oklahoma bomber, can you imagine if Bill Clinton would have put all of the members of his family on a plane and spirited them around the country before the FBI could ask them any questions, or Terry Nichols' family?
Yeah, well, what would have happened to Bill if that happened?
Yeah, they would have had, we'd had more impeachment hearings. They found another blue dress.
Or two.
In fact, they'd have probably found Greepers with the stains on the pantaloons.
And local. This is Sports Radio 560.
Took me a little while. I'm a little slow learner, but Neil, I apologize.
Ow!
It's radio. You are the truth.
Oh, what?
Finally got a call here. The number one rated Mo Howard and David in the show. At least according to my aspirations. Stay away from me. I don't even know how you have children. Miramar, hello.
Yes, I want your take on Jay Fiedler.
Oh, well, Jay Fiedler is a great quarterback and a good Jew.
I like
Well, not to mention he's got extraordinarily smooth buttocks.
Oh, yeah!
You've got to be careful what you say here.
Oh, thank you, Mo.
No, wait a minute. Don't go.
But I have nothing else to say.
Well, how about this? How's the weather down there in the Miramar?
I'm right down the street from you.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go.
Oh, wait. By the way, something.
No, I have to go.
Look, I tell you what. I'll hold you over the break. How's that, huh? I'll give you one of my old tan T-shirts. How's that? No, wait! That was the only caller we had.
The things on your nose is growing again.
Doi, 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 doi.
You got big purple veins on your nose and on your face, and around those oozing pimples, you call my la-la-la. If you go look in the mirror, you'll see a roadmap of Ypsilanti. You got your hippies on, way too tight.
My nose glows when something stinks. Almost every day I think. And my veins, when they start to tickle, my adenoid, yeah, I look like a ball in a bag. That's because I'm a friendly old bag. And when I know that's filled with purple veins.
Ten 47 at 560 WQAM. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled today that an American captured overseas in Bush's war on terrorism cannot be held indefinitely in a U.S. military jail without a chance to contest the detention. Four of the nine justices concluded that a constitutional due process rights demanded that a citizen held in the U.S. as an enemy combatant must be given a meaningful opportunity to contest the case for his detention before a neutral party. Two more justices agreed that the detention of American citizen Yasser Hamdi was unauthorized and that the terror suspect should have a real chance to offer evidence that he's not an enemy combatant. How do you like that? A real blow to the Bushmeister and our fascist government. Let's see how that poll is coming. Giving some facts. This is good news, though, that so many people have seen it already. What's your take on Michael Moore's movie, Fahrenheit 9/11? 299 votes already. Haven't seen it yet, but will see it, 161. Saw it. It was sensational, 93. Will absolutely not watch it. Look at that.
About 30, man.
10% of this audience will absolutely not go see it. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because they can't handle the truth.
That might be Grieper's 30 votes, though.
Yeah, it could be. He's probably banging on it right now. Saw it, it was good, 8, and saw it, it sucked, 7. So the people who've seen it, that's 130, or 108, of which 93 said it was sensational, 8 said it was good, and 7 people out there who obviously have got a viewpoint said, and that's the thing I'm reading, is that even in small towns around the country, even in traditional Republican strongholds, the theaters have been packed in for the most part, and the people came away not all necessarily saying it was propaganda. People came away pissed off and fired up, which is what they should have come. Here's a fax that says, I went with a group of 8 to see Fahrenheit 9/11. We ordered tickets for the Regal South Beach, got there 4 p.m. for the 5:15 showing. The 8 and 10 o'clock shows were already sold out. The 2 p.m. was sold out, and the 5 show was going quick and sold out also. I asked yesterday, all the Saturday showings were sold out as well as Sundays. I'm just curious. I mean, I'm glad that Josh went and saw it, and Zach is going to go. When are you going?
I'm going today.
Now, how many other people at QAM, how many of our sports nerds, our one-dimensional people, do you think have seen or are going to go see the movie? George is going to go see it, of course.
Well, he's not considered a sports nerd, is he?
No, I understand. But how many of the other people in our radio station?
I'm not sure. Probably very, very few.
I mean, Muff said she was going to go see it, but it was just jam-packed. And, of course, she isn't allowed to travel outside of Broward except just to work. Scott says, Fahrenheit 9/11 was very good, and as I told everyone who asked, it wasn't just 2 hours of Bush bashing. Even those of us who despise this administration wouldn't spend $8 to watch the beady-eyed monkey sit there shifting his eyes before his speech. The story of the Michigan mom who gave more to this country than any of the Bushlickers ever would was heartbreaking. The parts with Britney Spears. Oh, and by the way, all you Britney fans out there, it'd be one thing to hop on our bones, but it's another thing. Just don't have a conversation, okay, which I realize isn't necessary. Man.
Not at all. Who wants to talk to her?
Exactly. Maybe he makes a few sounds, you know. That's a universal language. That's the only conversation you have to have with her. And I must confess that channel surfing last night, I came across by accident only the Nick and Jessica show.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and it was the taping of that video where they're like in the waterfall and they're both almost naked.
Yep. I know.
I just mentioned that in passing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about they have like a variety show now.
No. No, this is the reality show, supposedly. Wow. Anyway, the parts with Britney Spears in the confrontation in front of the White House showed that 40% of the nation who support Bush really are intentionally uninformed, heartless followers. Get your heads out of the sand, America. Keep up the great work, Scott. Thank you, Scott. Craig in Miami says, I haven't seen it because I'm still hiding under my bed and scared of everything. And that really is the message of the movie. That's what they want. Besides, of course, the fact that the world is about business and OIL, and that's all it's all about. But if they keep the public scared enough, how did you like that town in Jersey? Which I wish I would have written down the name of it. I wish the government would have written down the name because they had the wrong name of the wrong town. They issued a terror alert for some little town in Jersey. Wasn't it Jersey, Josh?
Yeah.
2,000 population. And they're talking to the Yahoos there. Oh, yeah, well, we're suspicious of everybody here, you know, and must have been southern Jersey. And come to find out that it was a town that sounded like the other one in eastern Jersey that was the one that they were supposed to be talking about, but even that one wasn't the right one, and they don't know what they're talking about.
Oops.
But if they can just keep everybody scared on pins and needles, if you keep the people afraid, you can make them do just about anything, and that's what it's all about.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Keep them in the state of panic. That's why we have these constant alerts, yellow light and orange light and on the verge of red light, and we have these nebulous warnings, and we have nothing specific, but... After watching that movie, I'm convinced that between the Bushes and the Bin Ladens, you got a business deal gone bad here somewhere, and I don't think we'll ever really know the whole truth.
Of course not.
Well, let's hear from some of the people who saw it or some of the people who won't go see it. Those are my favorites. What do we got so far? 9.9% of this crowd will not go see it because it's all a bunch of propaganda, and they don't want to be yada, yada, yada. Michael Moore is a anti-American, and he's anti-this and anti-Charlton Heston. Oh, and it was a great piece on 60 Minutes last night. What nice timing. Did you see that?
I did not.
Great. The last segment on 60 Minutes was about Michael Moore, and it wasn't even anything about the new movie. It was mostly about Bowling for Columbine, and they showed the way he embarrassed the jackass Chuck Heston, who went strutting away like kind of an ape, as a matter of fact.
You son of a...
And it was just a beautiful thing. And Michael Moore gave a great interview to Bob Simon. I just mentioned that in passing, okay? Nice going. A little free publicity for the movie. Can't hurt.
Why not?
WQAM, hello.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
That was an absolutely fantastic movie. And the place was sold out, and at the end of the movie, everybody stood and applauded.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, you've read the books and you've read the articles and you do the research, when you sit there and watch this thing on the big screen, you sit there, you almost want to cry.
Yeah, it has much, much greater impact seeing the movie than anything you can read.
It was incredible. By the way, that town was in Virginia.
Well, Virginia, Jersey, South Jersey, same difference.
Well,
you know.
Well, that'll explain the difference there, South Jersey and Virginia.
Exactly.
But yeah, it was absolutely great.
Now, where did you go see it?
I saw it at the Regal at Sawgrass.
Okay, and what was the median age in the crowd?
I would say probably late 20s.
Uh-huh.
About 30, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. About 30.
That's what it was here in Toronto, too. I would say that there were a lot of young people, a tremendous number of young people there, which was great.
Yeah. And you sit there and you see these faces and you know what they're getting ready to say and you can finish the sentence for them if you've read any of this stuff over the last 2.5 years.
Right.
But
keep in mind that most of the public, even the people that hate Bush like poison, most of the people haven't read that material or heard it and don't know anything about it.
That's right. And the Afghanistan thing reminded me of the Joker Penguin thing on your website.
Exactly. Okay, thanks a lot, Pally.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
See ya. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. 2 hours of your life. It's like, just deciding you're going to allocate this 2 hours. I'm going to go do something useful and maybe feed my brain and learn something. And the one thing I have read over and over again, and there have been 80 million articles about this whole thing, is that he double-checked and triple-checked and quadruple-checked all of the facts. This isn't just a bunch of stuff he made up, which is what propaganda is. These are facts. If you don't like the facts, that's too bad. That means because it doesn't fit in with your agenda. WQAM, hello.
Yeah, hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
You know, I haven't seen, I agree with it, I've seen it, but, you know, a lot of people going, I mean, it seems, you know, just preaching to the choir. So how do you get the people that are on the fence to go and open up their minds and really see this movie?
Well, there are, from what I'm reading, there are a lot of independents and undecideds who are going to see it, and that's the key. First of all, let me say this to you. Anybody who, even if they are anti-Bush and if they're onto what's going on, If they're not already motivated to go and vote, this has got to do it. If they don't go vote after seeing this, then there's something wrong with them.
You know, last night on 60 Minutes when they showed the clock ticking off with him sitting there,
it
was just unbelievable. I mean, just that in itself. But, you know, Kerry can't capitalize on this. I mean, he's just talking about, we got to get health care for everybody. I mean, he doesn't light a fire under anybody. I've never seen somebody so namby-pamby.
He's the only thing that's keeping Bush even in the race right now is the fact that he's so lame and so weak and looks like a dead man in shoes.
Absolutely. And I mean, I don't know what who his people are to light a fire under this guy, but I mean, talking about, you know, like I said, health insurance and a prescription plan. And it's like, no, this is not what's important.
It's all important stuff, but his timing sucks, you know?
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, pal. Have a great day.
Bye.
10:56 at 560 QM. We got a, pristine schedule today, pretty much. Got the Mad Dog at 2. He will not be on tomorrow, by the way. Do you know that Muff was in asking me this morning, should we put in Curtis or Joe Zagacki in there?
I was there.
Can you believe that?
It's a tough choice.
Yeah. It is not a tough choice. Curtis is good on the air.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Joe is a good guy. Hank at 4, the Humper. I bet you Hank is going to go see the movie, you think?
I think he might.
Mad Dog won't see it because he's for Bob Graham.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAM.
It's Dangerous in Miami Town. At 560 WQAM.
11:03 at 560 WQAM. Happy Monday to you. This fax is so good that Zach faxed it to me 3 different times.
I thought you might like it.
It was that good.
It was that good.
Said, saw the Fahrenheit 9/11 first showing 12:30 Friday at the Deerfield Mall. Me and about 47 old Jews from the village.
Oi!
How sad. Anybody that lives in Deerfield out there, we send our sincerest apologies. It says, I felt like a child amongst the elders. Movie was spellbinding, mostly served as a validation for my convictions formed long ago. And then it's got a thing about suggestion for a poll, best scene from the movie. Well, we can do that like at the end of the week, maybe, or in a couple of weeks after everybody's had a chance to see it, including those who are lying and said that they won't go to see it. And then the best part of this fact is, P.S. the bit, my purple veins, most throwaway line to Geldy, I don't even know how you have children, is classic. You're absolutely correct about that. And you know something? We don't know how he has children either, quite frankly. And I don't even want to think about it. Last week, Josh, you recall we had a couple of faxes from the guy who said, well, Richard Clark said he was the one who authorized the Saudis to leave, yada, yada. Remember that?
Right.
And then he said, well, it wasn't really in his book. It was, here's the deal. The invasion of Iraq was an enormous mistake, costing untold lives, strengthening al-Qaeda, and breeding a new generation of terrorists, former White House counterterrorism czar Richard Clark said over the weekend. We did exactly what al-Qaeda said we would do, invade and occupy an oil-rich Arab country that wasn't threatening us in any way, he said, before giving the keynote address at the American Library Association's annual convention in Orlando. The hatred that's been engendered by this invasion will last for generations. Well, speaking of libraries... on the 60 Minutes piece last night, they showed again how that one librarian, that one woman, I think she was in Jersey, somebody did something in Jersey, she was the one that got the other Michael Moore, Bowling for Columbine, or the Stupid White Men, published in the first place. It was Stupid White Men, because the publisher, well, it happened right at 9/11, the timing was bad, they didn't want to publish it, they wanted him to change 50% of the book, didn't want to bash Bush, and so they were going to, like, repress the book, they weren't going to put it out. And when she got wind of that, she started a whole thing on the Internet, emails among the librarian associations, and they raised holy hell, and they had thousands and thousands of emails and letters and angry phone calls to the publisher, and the book came out, and the rest is history. Anyway, Clark took issue with some elements of the documentary maker Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11. The movie depicts how the Bush administration followed Saudi nationals and members of Osama bin Laden's family, rather allowed them to leave the U.S. day after 9/11 attacks. The Saudi nationals were not allowed to leave until the FBI cleared them of posing any danger or having any knowledge of Osama bin Laden's whereabouts, Clark said. This has become a tempest in a teapot. He said, after 9/11, I think the Saudis were perfectly justified in fearing the possibility of vigilantism against Saudis in this country. When they asked to evacuate their citizens, I thought it was a perfectly normal request. Clark added that while he agrees with many things Moore stands for, making this incident a big part of the movie was a mistake, is what he says. I don't agree with him. And I'll say it again, if Tim McVeigh's family and all of the yahoos that he was associated with had been put on planes and left the country, Clinton would have been vilified. He'd been crucified for doing that. But nevertheless, nobody's perfect, Dick. Around 3 million people elected Fahrenheit 9/11 to be the number one movie of America this weekend. Incensing as to many as it's entrancing, writer-director Michael Moore's Bush Bash celebrated over the weekend with an estimated $21.8 million at 868 theaters. Lionsgate trumpeted on Sunday along with co-distributors IFC Films and Fellowship Adventure Group, the latter quickly formed by Miramax chiefs Bob and Harvey Weinstein to release the $6 million motion picture after buying it back from corporate Disney, parent Disney. With $21.958 million in the till since its record-breaking debut in New York City on Wednesday, Fahrenheit 9/11 is already the highest-grossing documentary of all time, excluding large-format, concert, and other non-apples-to-apples subgenres, surpassing Moore's own Bowling for Columbine's $21.6 million lifetime gross. That was in the total time that it was out in 9 months.
One weekend, huh?
This is in one weekend. Fahrenheit is also the first documentary to land in the weekend top five, let alone be number one. Its opening top, Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction's $9.3 million, is the best ever for a Cannes Film Festival Palme d'Or winner, and it was Tarantino's jury that handed Moore the prize this year. Though Fahrenheit's $25,115 per theater average is extraordinary, it's not unprecedented, yada, yada, yada. It ranks as the seventh highest all-time for a wide release. So how do you like that, white chicks? Trailer trash? Sorry, Miss Fudge, didn't work out for you the way you wanted, and I noticed Miss Fudge, since I was ranting and raving before, since she listens religiously, has put the flashing lights on there now, the big bubblegum lights, they're on there now, about the Supreme Court decision. Yeah, you just keep listening over here. Forget about Laura Ingraham and forget about Ann Coulter. I'll tell you where to stick on there, okay, Miss Fudge? I'll tell you where to stick it.
Rectum.
567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line.
So you're going to tell it, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part?
I mean, there were many, but, you know, you got to have a good moment of the movie you liked.
I'll be honest with you. I thought it's hard to pick a favorite part or even a couple of favorite parts because I loved all of it except for that one lull. Like, I can't even remember what it was about two-thirds of the way through. What I loved at the beginning about the vote because being, you know, in Florida when all of that happened, that practically brought tears to my eyes to see the way that this thing was just, I keep telling you, folks, it was stolen right there in broad daylight, right from you people. And the thousands and thousands of black people. How about that congresswoman from Duval County in Jacksonville was up there with tears in her eyes practically about the 16,000 black people who were not allowed to vote on Election Day in 2000.
That sounds fair.
Yeah, that sounds really well. Of course, we know that most of those dark folks, they vote Democratic. You know, it would have been good for Gore, so it's bad for Bush. Therefore, get lost. You can't vote. You're all a bunch of criminals. Bunch of thugs and hoodlums. That part was unbelievable. And then, of course, I just can't pick one part. All of it. The whole thing. Because it's not that kind of a movie. It's like you sit there glued to it and you watch part after part after part. And you watch what's happening in Iraq and the lies and the deceit and the bullcrap and the fact that the world is a business. This is like Network all over again 32 years later. It's like the movie Network. And then, of course, I also like the fact that even though he didn't spend a lot of time on it, he really gave the old shot to the American networks. And there was Dan Rather on there. Well, of course, I'm wanting America to win. And all of a sudden, you know, there was ABC and CBS and, of course, CNN and Fox got us really exactly what they deserved, big time, the Fox propaganda network. And your favorite part was?
Well, I had a couple, but I just liked a lot when they made him look stupid, which is quite often in the movie.
Well, they don't have to work too hard to do that.
I mean, just some of the things that he'd like fumble and stumble on and say, like, oh, you know, I'm not just on vacation. You'd be amazed what you can do with a telephone. And
how about at the end of the movie when he was in Tennessee? I mean, we had that story on a million times, but he's making a speech in Tennessee, and he's saying, well, you know, here in Tennessee and back in Texas, but I'm sure in Tennessee they have an expression, fool me once.
Shame
and
on
at that
you.
Point, he was lost. You know, shame on you. it was just great. Yeah. This is, and of course, we're sitting here laughing. That's the sad part of it. And you walk away from there, and I ask myself one question. One question. How can anybody... No, two questions. Number one, how come there aren't impeachment proceedings taking place right now? And number two, how can anybody continue to support this man and these Nazis around him? How is that possible?
You got me. It's incredible. People like Reaper.
Yeah, morons. I mean, what's his excuse? Brainwashed little quisling, spoiled little brat. I mean, I can understand two groups. The people with all the big money, like he says, you know, some people call you, what was it? The elite, I call you my base.
Yeah, my
pick. The haves and the have-mores. Yeah, I can understand the ultra-wealthy who love his tax cuts for the rich, and I can understand the born-again lunatics. I can understand the Pat Robertsons and the Jerry Falwells and all the other disciples, the brainwashed masses, our asses. Other than that, I can't imagine anybody. At any rate, don't let me get all worked up now, okay?
Don't get worked up now.
Okay, just let me stay calm and cool and collected.
Relax, relax.
Well, I mean, you know, now that my good buddy Mo has, made peace with me, life is a lot sweeter.
I stand in front of you now, 2 years later, and say, it took me a little while, I'm a little slow learner, but, Neil, I apologize.
Radio.
You are the truth.
Amen. There's my main man. I didn't hear any of him and Geldy this morning. I asked Muff about it. He said it just sounded like one of their usual shows. And I said, well, I guess I didn't miss much. Everything was fine with those two this morning?
Yeah, it seemed normal.
Huh.
Even after all last week's stuff going on.
Yeah, and I noticed when Joe came on this morning, my good buddy Joe, the little dog there, a little disappointing there in the beginning. I thought he'd like really, let it all out, give a few real good shots to Greg Reed and about the kind of way that this place is operated. But I don't know, maybe there was enough money in that deal. Kind of shut them up a little bit. We're pretty disappointed. Like a big build-up for the audience, and then we just, stick a pin in a balloon and let all the air out.
You never know.
I would make those sounds, but, of course, we can't do that anymore.
Yeah, don't.
It's 11:13 at 560 WQM. If you're sick and tired of your PC being attacked by browser pop-up windows, being watched by spyware, and getting nothing but virus emails from your friends and coworkers, the easiest way to deal with those bugs is to get a Macintosh from the Mac Center, the Apple specialist in Fort Lauderdale. The Macintosh is built on an entirely different base than Windows, so all these PC pests just can't hurt the Mac. The technology experts at Mac Center can show you that it's easy to change to the Mac with thousands of programs available, including the ones you're already used to, like Microsoft Word, Excel, and lots of others. They'll even take your old computer as a trade-in. So make the change today by calling the Mac Center at 954-486-5500. You will not get a better deal on your Mac or iPod anyplace else in town because Mac Center is the home of the 5% rebate on every purchase. Come in before June 30th.
About 30, man.
To register to win the hard-to-find iPod Mini, which means before Wednesday. That's Mac Center on Commercial Boulevard. Call them at 954-486-5500. And don't forget to mention that Neil sent you for extra savings at the Mac Center.
I stand in front of you now, 2 years later, and say, it took me a little while. I'm a little slow learner. But, Neil, I apologize.
It's way deal.
You are the truth.
Are you drudge packing?
A message to America from 16-year-old Elian Gonzalez.
Hola. They want me to tell you all is well here. What could be wrong? Sending me back was a blessing. I am 16 years old now, and the luckiest boy in the world to be here in the jewel of the Caribbean, Castro's Cuba. The hotels here are, how do you say, swanky. I am also fortunate to be wearing my family heirloom, Cesar Romero's wife, Tita, shirt. So be you and your happy meals. I am getting my license soon, and Papi says if I pass my Desi Arnaz history test, he'll bother for a 58 Plymouth Savoy in Washington. You infidels may have J-Lo in Disney World, but we have Plymouths. Lots of Plymouths. If you stupid tube of Cubans in Miami still want to show your support, please send me your empty Cafe Pastello cans in case I need Eastern wings. Senor Janet Reno is a nice man. I'll always be grateful to him for saving me from that weird janitor with the hair. You may not know this, but he touched me. So, imperialist American, that I die.
11:18 at 560 WQAM. Here's a fax. Well, the faxes are pouring in, eh?
Hey.
Says, I'm not a left-wing crazy liberal. My voting record reflects... I bet you Geldy ain't going to go see that movie, you think?
I don't think so.
I mean, can you imagine that scene where the woman is pouring her heart out, loses her son in Iraq, and Geldy is in the audience?
No!
I'm sorry, I don't know, I couldn't handle it. I'm not a left-wing crazy liberal that says my voting record reflects whichever candidate it happened like better each election here since 1980. The Republican view is F the poor, they ought to try harder, no one's entitled to anything, but... Anyone who supports this administration is a greedy religious nut that just wants to pay less taxes regardless of all the war, murder, death, destruction, and Bush-Saudi oil deals. Iraq will never have democracy. Does anyone think the losers of free elections will accept the results and run again in 4 years? There will be endless assassinations and coups. The scariest thing is 50% of this country still supports Bush. I can't even watch Crossfire because the right spin never changes. P.S., if the Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Finals and my cable goes out, I'll sit in the dark before listening to that little kid on the radio.
Ow!
Also, according to Mike Russo today, the Panthers will be buyers in free agency this summer. Don't worry about it, sir, or whoever you are, because the National Hockey League at the moment is DOA. That is it. Fat Boy says to me this morning when he came wobbling in there with his new pacemaker all shiny and glowing. He says,
so what do you think of the NHL draft, huh, Pally?
Probably the same thing that you guys thought of it.
Huh?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Couple of quick things, says this fax. Firstly, you can now buy Bill. I don't care how much Bill Clinton's book is. I love Bubba. I saw that he was on with King. They showed it again last night. But I'm not going to buy the book. Are you going to read that book?
Probably not.
950 pages? I mean,
God,
I don't.
No. 950 pages?
Yes. 975, I believe.
No, never.
Secondly, after viewing the video on GeorgeWBush.com that compares Kerry Gore and other Democrats to Hitler, I sent the following email to the Bush-Cheney campaign. I'm sending it to you because I thought you might appreciate the sentiments and also because there ought to be a record of it in case my wife and I suddenly disappear in the middle of the night, says Charleston, Deerfield Beach. It says, saw the video showing Adolf Hitler with John Kerry and other Democrats and had to wonder why you left someone out, namely President Bush, Prescott Bush. I mean, after all, why omit the man who made the Bush family fortune by trading with the enemy? The enemy, coincidentally, began being the world's all-time favorite dictator before Sodom, the very same Adolf Hitler. I think Grandpa Bush might feel a bit slighted, don't you? Because without his company's financial support, the Nazi war machine might not have ever gotten off the ground, and all those millions of people who died in WW2 might still be alive, so I think you'll agree he definitely deserves a spot next to good old Adolf. Yes, by all means, let's not forget Prescott Bush, who holds the honor of being the one who kicked off the Bush family's despicable practice of crawling into bed with the lowest of the low, regardless of the consequences, just as long as there's a dollar to be made. Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
My God in heaven, as former Secretary of the Army Robert Stevens once said, have you no sense of decency at long last? Have you no sense of decency? I thought that was the lawyer in the Army McCarthy hearings who said that. Well, he might have said it, too. That was his name. Somebody will call and remind me. He was great. Before you were born, both of you. In 1983, says some faxer, the audience stood in applause at the end of Return of the Jedi. That was the last time I saw such a reaction. It took 21 years with Fahrenheit 9/11 to create the same standing ovation in the theater. 21 years. A totally electrifying cinematic experience. Viva St. Michael, it says. Amen. I see, here in Toronto, they're too polite to be standing, plus the Leafs didn't score a goal, and even then they still wouldn't have stood up, but they gave a sitting, a very loud and enthusiastic ovation, including yours truly at the end of the movie. You couldn't help but do it. It was spontaneous. It was sensational.
So am I going to clap when I go see this movie at the end?
You don't have to, but you will at the end of the movie. You may think you won't. Have you ever clapped at the end of a movie?
I don't think so.
I never have before either. Yesterday was the first time. And I am going to go see it again this week. I might go see it again two or three times. Anyway, Rhonda in Boca says, despite the fact that the French liked it, I still enjoyed Fahrenheit 9/11. They are pigs, aren't they, Rhonda? I saw it in Boca at an early bird special screening. At 57, I was by far the youngest person in the theater, but the response was just electric.
Oy!
They were quelling from it. Everyone vowed to never vote for Buchanan again, so Bush is finished here for sure. Excellent job, Rhonda. That's perfect. 5670560, pound 560 on the yeah. To me, the whole thing in the very beginning about the 2000 election. If that part doesn't just frost your Florida asses, man, especially you dark folks out there. Let me say it again. Although the one interesting thing about the crowd in the theater, I went to a place called Canada Square, which if you don't know Toronto, it doesn't really mean anything to you, but it's a shopping center. And you take the subway to Yonge and Eglinton. Yonge is the main north-south street in town here. And you get on the subway, and it lets you off inside the shopping center.
Nice.
Can you think of anything more convenient than that?
That's perfect.
Especially in the wintertime, I would imagine it comes in kind of handy. But I'm looking around, and there are the signs, say, Canada Square Theaters and whatever, and I go up the escalator and walk a few yards, and there it is. And as they kept coming in, I got there about 1:05. I bought my ticket online ahead of time so I didn't get shut out. I wasn't going to schlep over there just, and find out it was sold out.
Very smart.
Right. And I got my milk duds and my Diet Pepsi, and I'm sitting there, and they kept filling in. I thought, my God, this thing is going to be sold out, which it did. Sold out. Excuse me.
Did you have to sit next to anybody?
There were a couple of, like, businessmen, 50-something guys sitting next to me who were very much into the movie and very, obviously, anti-Bush. Of course, almost everybody here is anti-Bush, which I hope they'll remember today. Don't vote for Stephen Harper. It's Election Day in Canada Day, eh? Please. But anyway. And I noticed one thing. There wasn't one black person in that theater.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I don't really know that much about that neighborhood, but there wasn't one black person in that movie theater. Not one.
That's surprising.
And I would say the median age was
about 30, man.
There were a lot of teenagers and a lot of people in their 20s, which is tremendous. And, of course, I'll say it again, you have to be over 14 here to see it as opposed to there with the 17 and C-17. And the 15 and 60-year-olds are the ones who really need to see it, not so much here, but in the U.S., because They're the ones who might get drafted if this military adventurism continues all around the world and if this lunatic gets in for another 4 years. We got the war with Iran, and then we got the war with North Korea, and then we got the war with Syria, and who knows where it ends, yeah? Probably in somewhere where they don't have any oil or nukes. WQAM, hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Couple parts that struck me for the movie. I guess towards the end when the congressman, he was going up to every congressman and asking,
yeah,
would you let your son, you know, only one out of 535 members of Congress have done anything? And the one, I think he was from Tennessee, he said, no, I don't disagree with you. That's,
yeah, oh yeah, patted him on the shoulder, yuck, 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 and waddled away. And of course, the other ones were running away. You notice how they ran away?
Oh, they were on their cell phones. I think they knew beforehand they were going into the Michael Moore was standing outside. But another one was when he was in Afghanistan, it was Iraq, actually, and the woman was, you could hear her say, God, you know, God crush you, God, you know, like,
That was the midnight raid on the houses of the people that were liberating. The midnight raid of them all slammed down on the floor, yeah.
If this doesn't light a fire for people to go out and vote, I mean, I was in Delaware yesterday, and it was, you know, I was there with all the old Jews, and I walked in, and just a sea of blue hair, and I had to sit in the front row because they all got there about an hour and a half early.
Yeah.
And so I was looking straight up, and I mean, good thing no one was in front of me because with Bush being in the movie so long, I didn't have to throw up on anybody, so. anyhow,
okay, pal. Good luck to you. Okay, get out of that place, please. 26 past 11. I'm going to tell you what you ought to be doing is getting everybody, all your friends, to register to vote. Josh is going to go out and vote.
Yeah?
Are you registered to vote?
No. You will be soon.
This is worse than the slot machine thing on Friday. I may go on strike out of protest right now. You still can register to vote, schmuck. How about Zach? Is Zach registered to vote?
I am, and I will be in Plantation.
Right.
They call your house a lot and give you jury duty.
Oh, Josh.
I'm going to register, though. I'm just joking with you.
You better register. Otherwise, we're going to have no more show.
Do you think Moe is going to vote?
Oh, I'm guessing yes.
Gildy?
More than likely.
Hank's going to vote. I'll guarantee you that. The Humper's going to vote. Make no mistake about that. The Mad Hammer, he's going to be out there banging on it and voting, too. You'll see. 27 past 11 at 560 WQM. It's summertime. Days are getting longer. Nights are getting shorter. It means it's so important for you to get a good night's sleep. I still don't understand that line. If you're not sleeping as well as you could, call 1-800-MATTRESS today. Millions of people have dialed 1-800-MATTRESS for the lowest prices on the best brands anywhere in bedding, the easiest possible way to get you a great night's sleep. Save time, save money, improve your productivity, and brighten your disposition by getting a great night's sleep every night. Dollar Mattress is ranked the best in the world in customer satisfaction, and they were winners of the 2004 Better Business Bureau Local Torch of Excellence Award. When you call 1-800-MATTRESS, you'll get the best prices on the best brands with delivery on your schedule. You pick that two-hour window when it's convenient for you, and they'll be there. And the best customer service in the business, too. Dollar Mattress has the complete line of the top names that you know, love, and covet. Sealy, Serta, King Coil, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns, and Bananas Foster. From Kendall to Stewart, Palm Beach to Fort Myers, Dollar Mattress will deliver right to your door and set it up for you, too. The finest bedding in the world. Everybody at QN that's got a brain is called 1-800-MATTRESS. For our betting, you ought to be doing the same. Log on to their website for more information at mattress.com. In fact, you can order right there or call them toll-free, 1-800-MATTRESS, to guarantee you a great night's sleep for a long time to come. 1-800-MATTRESS.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
How may I be helping you today?
Hey,
would you please be having a blue Slurpee?
Gee.
We are having a sale on Camels.
R-A-G-G.
We have had about many flavors.
Red.
I'm afraid that is not decent.
R-A-G-G-A-G-A-D-A-G.
Who cares? Tell you everything. My skin may be brown, but inside I'm pink. Yes, it's true, it put our women in bags. It is only because they smell so bad. You can blame a group for the actions of a group, but we don't all drink our wee-wee. It smells like our poop.
Raghead.
You start making fun of me.
Raghead.
I shave off my beard, make my face clean.
Raghead. Raghead. Raghead.
Would you excuse me now? I'm ready to sing.
Raghead.
Raghead. Raghead.
Raghead,
I'm not,
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 Yeah, you can smell them Saudis all the way over here. I'll tell you that right now. They really make me sick. And after seeing a movie, they'll really make your blood curdle. 505 votes on the poll so far. Pretty heavy duty. We got a shot at 1,000 again today, Josh.
I think we'll do it.
Because this is what everybody's talking about from coast to coast and pillar to post at the water cooler, at the tea room, you name it. Even people sitting taking a dump at a public tea room if they're sitting side by each, you know, in the stall next to them. What do you think about the movie is what they're talking about. Even people at Westland and Hialeah, they're whispering things through the glory holes about this movie, all those Cubanos. What's your take on Michael Moore's movie, Fahrenheit 9/11? 505 votes. Haven't seen it yet, but will see it. 279, 55.2%. Over half of you still haven't seen it. Well, get with it. Saw it. It was sensational. 144. Will absolutely not watch it. 55, 10.8%. Now, what do you make of those people?
I think Grieber got the 55 computers.
No, I'm serious. What do you make of people who with that kind of attitude? Well, definitely. That's why I worded it that way. I could have said, well, probably won't see it, but definitely won't go see it. These are people who are afraid. And you know what they're afraid of?
The truth.
That's it. You got your thumb right on it. Saw it was good, 14. Saw it sucked, 13. So let's see. The people that have seen it in this crowd so far out of 511, 147 and 14 is 161 out of 174 said it was either sensational or good, and only 13 out of 174 said it sucked. And those are probably right-wingers who didn't really see it anyway. Just people that hate Michael Moore because they can't handle the truth. WQAM, hello.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, Pally.
Saw the movie Sunday in Deerfield. A lot of old people, but there was a nice thing. Yeah, exactly. There was a lot of laughter mixed with tears at the old people when they were showing that one kid being thrown back into the back of the pickup truck and that small baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie, though. Everybody needs to see it. I'm taking a couple more people that they're a little bit on the Republican side. But I told him I would pay for it, so I'm taking the good.
That'll do it.
I'm going to buy, like, books of coupons at the movie theater and hand them out just for Fahrenheit 9/11. Go see this, you know. So have a good one, Neil.
Thanks a lot, pal. Good thinking. Get all those fence-sitters in there. Get all those right-wingers. In fact, you know what we ought to be doing is going around to the churches. All those Southern Baptist churches, go around and hand out the coupons. They'll know that the devil has struck them right on the nose. When they reach out and grab a hold of that.
We should just bring the movie into them, you know, and just tell them that it's an educational movie.
Yeah, there you go. And tell them that it's the Passion of the Christ. Oh, we got the wrong damn... Well, then while we're here, might as well watch it.
Oops.
Sorry. Speaking of movie reviewers, while the country as a whole appears split, says, you know, the country as a whole is not split. If 91%, they're talking politically, okay, along political lines. Excuse me, I'm getting worked up. It says movie reviewers at U.S. daily newspapers are most definitely not split. An ENP, that's Editor and Publisher Magazine, survey of 63 daily papers that ran reviews in red and blue states alike, finds that 56 gave the film a positive nod, with only 7 abstaining and almost 90% favorable rating. 56 out of 63. The 7 in the anti-camp were, wait till you hear this, the Detroit Free Press, which is shocking to me, Denver Rocky Mountain News, San Jose Mercury News, not at all shocking, New York Post, that's Rupert Murdoch, so hardly at all shocking, Philadelphia Daily News, another right-wing rag, and the Charlotte Observer, and the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely correct, sir.
How do you like that? Owned by the right-wing Chicago Tribune, I should point out. Many of the positive reviews expressed reservations, but overall weighed in on the plus side. Among the few negatives, Phoebe Flowers in the Sun Sentinel called the film hyperbolic hysteria. And Lawrence Topman in the Charlotte Observer observed that Moore rakes muck like nobody else, but almost as much of it sticks to him as to his subject. Which, for the life of me, well, what does that mean?
Got me.
How did he come off looking bad in that movie? First of all, he wasn't in this movie nearly as much as he was in Bowling for Columbine. So where did the mud stick to him? But they were drowned out by praise, not only from some of the expected big city papers, but from smaller towns. Boo Allen of the Denton Record Chronicle in Texas referred to Maestro Moore. Philip Martin in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette called the film tough and true. And James Sanford in the Kalamazoo Gazette found it to be skillfully directed two-hour indictment. Mary Pauls in the Contra Costa California Times pretty much covered the waterfront, calling the film passionate, clever, scathing, funny, snarky, brutal, sad, glib, and at times superficial. But nothing's perfect. 5670560. And of course, it's interesting that we're hearing from a lot of these people. Deerfield, Delray, what would you expect? But, but that's South Florida. That's one of the things that's so sad. I was telling a friend of mine the other day about South Florida and what it's all about, why the demographic is so screwed up. You go any, I don't care where else you go. Well, maybe Sun City, like in Arizona, where they have all those retirement communities. But any place else, like right here where I'm sitting now, you can go outside and there are old people. It's not like they've all been euthanized or anything like that yet. There are old people out there, and there's young people, and there's middle-aged people, and there's just all kinds of people. And they all live in the same neighborhoods. Unlike this experiment, guess what, boys and girls? It's a nightmare. It doesn't work. All this condo living, all these old cockers living together, waiting to croak together. Very sad. It's depressing.
A little bit.
A little bit?
All right, a lot of it.
Man, turned it into an outdoor funeral parlor. That's South Florida for you. Line 9 is always right on it. QAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good, Pally.
Actually, hey, I live in Orlando, man. I saw the movie. And,
all right.
When I was going there, I happened to turn on a Clear Channel, the talk station. Man, they're doing everything trying to get people not to go see that movie.
Really?
You're un-American. Oh, well, I'm going to review Spider-Man. If the Republicans are smart, they'll put an ad on the Spider-Man 2 website. And the movie is, it was kind of funny, but I really enjoyed the movie. Average age when I was in there was literally about 30 years old. I really had a good time seeing it. I'm going to go see it again.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot, Neil. Talk to you later.
Clear Channel's the Antichrist, Pally. Don't forget it. Yeah, this business of don't go see it, again, what are they afraid of? If it's so bad, if Michael Moore's full of crap, then why are you afraid people ought to go see it and then they can debunk all of the lies and the myths in there? That's the way to deal with it.
Yeah, then they can walk out and say the movie was a sham, it was a lie.
Right, that's right. As opposed to don't see it, you're going to be subsidizing Michael Moore, then he'll make another one. Which he is going to make another one. He's going to be talking about the pharmaceutical industry and about HMOs. You mentioned that the other day. Which is long overdue. And again, drug industry, U.S. government, all crooks, baby. That's what we're talking about. Cheney got nailed, not as much as I would like to have seen in this movie. He got nailed pretty good, and his good friends at Halliburton. And then that one guy that was up there talking at that seminar with Iraqi businessmen, well, actually multinational businessmen, about how all the business opportunities, and it's only going to get better, and once that oil starts flowing, there's going to be more and more money. And it's enough to make you sick to your stomach. Just that scene alone. If you just watch that one scene alone, that tells you everything you need to know. This is all about OIL and MONEY. It has nothing to do with freeing, with democracy or Operation Iraqi Freedom or any of that crap. What it has to do is a human sacrifice of almost 900 of American young people right now and thousands and thousands and thousands of Iraqis who are living, many of them, in terror, just like that family you saw terrorized in the movie. Just like I told you before, it's emancipation by decapitation. And then when I first started using that phrase, little did I realize that the chop-chop deal was going to start going on now. But then again, that's the Saudi effing way. 19 till noon at 560 WQM. Is your company suffering from regulations that increase labor costs?
Yes.
Let Oasis Outsourcing help you when it comes to the people side of your business. Payroll administration, Fortune 500 company employee benefits, human resource services, and risk management are just a few of the services that Oasis Outsourcing can cover to help your business be more profitable. Call Oasis Outsourcing today for a free evaluation at 1-866-AT-OASIS. That's 1-866-286-2747. With more than 60,000 employees worldwide, Oasis Outsourcing understands many facets of human resource management. Outsourcing is being recognized by firms large and small as a powerful management choice, which lets you focus on your core business while you leave the operational details to the folks at Oasis Outsourcing. So let Oasis Outsourcing make your business more profitable. If you'd like a free evaluation with no obligation, call that toll-free number 1-866-AT-OASIS. That's 1-866-286-2747 for Oasis Outsourcing.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560
UAM. This week I proposed a series of new ambitious steps to build on our recent success against prosperity and new jobs. We must continue to turn our backs on America's families and workers and entrepreneurs. We'll put good companies out of business and good people out of work, including every farmer, rancher, and small business owner. In the coming months, I will continue to work with Congress to achieve these important measures, requiring all states to criminalize productivity, manufacturing, and housing construction, and others who move this economy forward. Thank you for listening.
Sure. 11:45 at 560 WQM. I'm going to give Zach a project to do.
All right.
Not optional. No, seriously, you're going to take Josh Cordes right there by the hand, and you're going to take him to wherever he has to go to get registered to vote.
Can you do it online?
No. I don't think so. I don't believe so.
We were talking about it in the break. I told him he had to register. He will.
And?
He's got to do it.
We're gonna get you got to do it.
We're going to get him registered before the week's over.
I mean, this baloney. I mean, see, this is what most Americans, I don't want to, like, single you out, but most people are very lazy. And they'll say, oh, my gosh, I saw it, it was dynamic, and I'm pissed off and fired up. You're going to go vote? Oh, no, I don't want to get called for jury duty. What if that has got to be the lamest old excuse? That is pathetic. So, in other words, it's not important enough to you. Is what you're saying.
No, it is. I mean, I have strong opinions on it.
And?
Like I said, I'm going to go register.
Yeah, or else. Okay, we're going to find out. In fact, I want to see that voter registration card. I want a copy of it. I want a fax of it.
You'll have it.
The moment that it is in your pocket. I don't want to repeat too much of this, but nevertheless I will anyway, because it was so impressive. They sold out in Fayetteville, home of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Michael Moore said Sunday. We sold out in Army-based towns. We set house records in some of these places. We set single one-day records in a number of theaters. We got standing ovations in Greensboro, North Carolina. The biggest news to me this morning is that this is a red state movie, he said, referring to the state whose residents voted for George W. in 2000. Republican states are embracing the movie, and it's sold out in Republican strongholds all over the country. Harvey Weinstein said it's beyond anybody's expectations. I'd have to say the sky's the limit on this movie. Who knows what territory we're in. The only sad, the tragic part of this whole thing, well, not the only one, but to me the most tragic part of it is that we had to go pay the $8 to see a movie to get the truth. CBS wouldn't give us the truth.
No
CNN
way.
Wouldn't give us the truth.
Nope.
NBC, ABC, certainly not Fox Nazi News, MSNBC that nobody watches anyway. They're not going to give you this information. Everything is presented through pink-colored glasses, man. Pathetic.
You want
well, speaking
the
of colors.
You got to pay for it.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's well worth the $8 at 10 times the price. Good news over the weekend, though.
Oh!
Speaking of colors, the Green Party on Saturday refused to back Ralph Nader in his independent run for the White House, a move that could reduce his chances of being a factor in this year's election.
All right.
See, he thought he was going to sneak in, the snake that he is, pretending to be Mr. Ethical and Mr. Honest, all this other bullcrap. He's just another crooked politician like all the rest of them, and they all are. Delegates to the half-million-member party's presidential convention voted to nominate party activist David Cobb. No relation to harness driver Eddie Cobb, a California lawyer who led the delegate count going into the meeting. On the second round of voting, Cobb captured 408 delegates, more than the 385 needed to gain the nomination. Nader had not sought the party's nomination, but said he would have accepted either that or an endorsement as a possible route to getting on the ballot in 22 states and the District of Columbia. But guess what? Guess what, Ralph? Ain't gonna happen. He thought he could back his way on the ballot by having the endorsement of the Green Party. It couldn't happen. They said, bye-bye, Ralph. You sorry, stodgy old fool. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. WQAM, hello. Not there. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, I just wanted to ask you, what's the phone number for Delights in West Boca?
The phone number for Delights in West Boca?
Yeah.
Is 1.
Okay.
877.
Got it.
Low Carb, LOWCARB.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Well, how do you like that? That was painless, right?
That was great.
Nice little plug for our friends.
Sure, why not?
5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. What's your take on the Michael Moore movie, Fahrenheit 9/11? We got 589 votes. Haven't seen it yet, but we'll see it. 327. Saw it. It was sensational. 168, and it was. We'll absolutely not watch it. 65. 11% say, we're not going to watch it no matter how good it is, no matter how much truth is in there. We'd rather go watch Scooby-Doo. We go on and go see Spider-Man 2 and Scooby-Doo and white chicks and black chicks and pink chicks and yellow chicks. We'll absolutely not watch it. 65. Saw it was good. 15. Saw it sucked. 14. So of the people who have seen it, 183, 197. Let's say 200, okay, because the math is simpler.
Sure, round it up.
183 out of just under 200 have, so that's like 90, and isn't that interesting? You know what that comes out to, like 91.5%?
Pretty good.
And what did I say about the exit polls nationwide? 91%. See, you sell this audience a little bit too short, Zach.
I'm sorry.
You think they're all a bunch of sports nerds that just give a crap about ball games and about, I couldn't believe when I heard Joe Rose talking about how many playoff games the Dolphins are going to win the season? Did I really hear that, or did I imagine that?
It's definitely possible you heard it.
Oh, my God. How many playoff games are the Dolphins going to win the season? Has the football season started yet? Did I miss something?
No.
Wow. He's starting to become almost like
Howard from Boca.
But not quite. Maybe it rubbed off. Come on, Joe. Get with it. They can still renege on that deal.
It was his first day back, you know?
Yeah, that's right. He's a little slow. He's off his feed. Although, oh, and that reminds me, speaking of off his feed, you know, we got Josh sitting right there always sucking up for Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' Donuts. And George and I are always giving him business about how anybody with any taste eats Krispy Kreme. I'm sure that Zach would agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm listening to Joe Rose this morning, little dog, about eight minutes after eight, nine, whatever the hell it is. And what's he talking about? How he stopped the other day and picked up a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts on the way home and raving about how great they are. And before he even got to the house, he had eaten three or four already. How do you like that? Maybe that's why his boobs are so big. But nevertheless. So here
he resists the smell.
So basically what the deal is, he's willing to take the free stuff from Dunkin' Donuts because like all the rest of us in the business, he's a freeloader, which is good. But if he has his druthers, in other words, if he's actually going to pay for the deal, he's going to go out and buy Krispy Kremes.
So wait, how do we even know that Joe paid for those donuts?
In other words, he probably made a deal where he got, just like Char Hut. I mean, that's one of his fine sponsors, and it's a good place. But you think he actually paid for that stuff he was raving about at Char Hut?
Oh, definitely not.
And I hate to break the news to you, Joe, because you're, you know, it's that Goyish taste again. But if you want to get the good stuff at Char Hut, it's the sausage is far and away better than the burgers and the other stuff he's always raving about.
Char Hut's the best.
It is, but don't you get the sausage there?
I get everything.
Sausage with the cheese and onions. Yeah, I heard you sucking around for free food this morning.
I love it.
Just what you need. Just what you need, mister. WQAM, hello.
Yeah, get to talk to Neil.
Speaking.
Hey, Neil, it's Craig. I just want to tell you, I've been listening to you for 4 years. I'm in the military down here.
Right.
And I'm transferring out today. I'm going to miss you, man. I'll tell you, I learned a lot from you. It made me laugh every morning. And if you're ever in Arlington, Virginia, you got a place to stay, buddy.
Okay, Pally.
And one last thing I got to tell you. See you at the border, Pally.
Okay, I'll be looking for you. Oh. How'd you like a couple of those military guys that they interviewed to come back home and ask that one dark-complected guy, would you ever go back to Iraq? And no, rather go to jail. I'm not going back.
Well, he figured it out.
This is a human sacrifice. Here is a man, this whole administration, they've all got blood on their hands. They got oil and money, dirty money on their hands and blood, lots of it. And the public sits back like that. Like I said, it's wonderful, the standing ovation, and everybody's whipped up into a frenzy. But we'll see on November 2. Then we'll see just if they're going to put their action where their mouth is, because we got millions of lazy bastards out there, just like Josh Cordes, who talk a good game, but, oh, go and vote? I can't be bothered with that. That's a waste of time. Or I'm going to get called for jury duty. You name the excuse, okay? Or my dog has wild diarrhea. I got to go home and clean the carpet. Well, whatever, you know.
That was Josh's second excuse.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, we'll call Dry Concepts for you. How do you like that? They'll do it while you're out registering to vote, Mr. Smarty Pants. While you're out buying Krispy Kremes and getting yourself some real taste. What do you expect from a guy who eats Dunkin' Donuts?
Thank you, you're right.
That is so... That's for Goya, man.
Now, you just don't like Dunkin' Donuts, or you like Krispy Kreme better?
Dunkin' Donuts, you know the cardboard box they come in?
Yeah.
That's what you could eat and get the same taste. Dunkin' Donuts are... They're tasteless. They're like this show. They're tasteless. Krispy Kreme, on the other hand, are like...
So good.
It's like orgasmic. That's how good they are. It's beyond sex, Krispy Kreme. Especially if they're like real fresh, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And if they're not real fresh, you can just put them in the microwave for like about 2 seconds. You don't want to heat them up, but just 2 seconds to like soften them a little bit. Oh, and then that... Man.
I'm starving.
There's nothing in the world. Yeah, you need to go out and eat about a half a dozen Krispy Kremes, man. You and Fat Boy and the Beast get together and go out and have a feeding frenzy on Krispy Kreme. That's just exactly what you need.
Can you imagine the three of us at an all-you-can-eat buffet?
I was coming in my place here a couple of days ago, and there's a guy in the elevator with his wife or girlfriend, whatever, and he's got in his hand a box of a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. I wanted to kill a son of a bitch. I couldn't believe it.
You didn't ask him for one?
And I don't know where he got them, because where I am here, I don't know no Krispy Kreme around here, but I'll find out where the hell it is.
Oh, we'll find it for you.
No, thanks. Yeah, see, there you go. Right there. Right there is a snapshot of what you fat bastards are all about in me as well. Food pusher. It's not important that you lose weight, but that others croak from fat, from gorging. That's the most important thing. It's not important that you succeed, but that your friends fail. That's life.
What do you mean?
That's just, that's people like you, fat people, want other people to be fat, too. It's just share my misery.
So I should tell the delivery guy not to bring me Krispy Kreme syrup.
if you're in there eating Krispy Kreme donuts, man, I'll tell you. Times are getting tough. Not everybody on the staff can afford to bring you flowers, okay? 4 minutes till noon. We got the Mad Dog at 2, the Humper at 4. You got the Marlins on deck at 7. Oh, that's right. The game's in Atlanta. The 7:35 game. Marlins at the Braves. So that should be like a gimme again, wouldn't you think?
Possibly.
They own the Braves. The Braves are they really suck this year. Something pathetic. Eddie Kay. And let me ask you, how much you bet that Eddie Kay is going to go see the movie?
Live and local. Here, Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Roger.
God. It happens every 10,000 years.
Time's up. Legalized gay marriage, gay themed TV shows, even gay TV networks. It's the end of the world. If you're a homophobe or a Republican, it's coming to a theater and possibly a family near you. Gay After Tomorrow.
There's a tidal wave of homosexuals coming at me right now. There's one thing. Queer Eye, the L word. Oh my God, it's the entire lineup of drama.
The legalization of gay marriage is sweeping across the planet. Continent after continent. Nation after nation. State after state. Well, just one state so far, but that's just the beginning.
They're everywhere. My job. The government. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. They're even in Pier 1 commercials.
It started years ago with Ellen DeGeneres. Now it's a homophobic event of global proportions. It's the epic saga of one man's desperate struggle to prevent the whole world from becoming gay or tolerating anyone who is. George W. Bush stars in the biggest blockbuster of the summer, Gay After Tomorrow. Be there when it comes out in theaters this summer.
Club Note at 560 WQAM. Here's a fact from Donna in Delray, says, and she makes a good point, and I should have made it before, too. I think I did a little bit, but we didn't emphasize it enough, and that is Michael Moore doesn't just rip Bush in this or Republicans. He rips the whole American political process. And I came away from there feeling like, what's the use? What's the use? When you saw all those poor congressmen and women standing up in Congress begging, pleading, one senator, please sign out of this resolution. So that we don't put this unelected man in as president. We don't install an unauthorized president. One. Did Ted Kennedy have the balls?
No.
John Kerry?
No.
Joe Biden?
No.
Russ Feingold?
No.
John McCain?
No.
Any of the other 96 or 95?
No.
No. Not one. So what does that tell you about the Democratic Party? Donna says, thank you for taking the time to tell us about Fahrenheit 9/11. I'm distressed by the fact that all this information is out there about the crimes of this administration. Why is no one doing anything about this, Donna wants to know. And you know what, Donna? Excellent question. Why aren't impeachment proceedings going on right now? Don't forget, if you listen to QM, as long as there are ball games being played, as long as there are draft parties being held, we don't have to worry about unimportant crap like this. We don't have to be so newsy. Why aren't the Democrats screaming? It says, where's John Kerry? Where's Howard Dean? Ted Kennedy? Jew Lieberman, etc.? When are the Democrats going to grow up here? When is the American public going to grow up here? And she says, because she's obviously pissed off and fired up, why do we continue to let this administration get away with this? Who is our voice? Thanks, Neil. Sincerely, Don and Delray. And then she says, go Mo.
Absolutely.
How do you like that?
Do.
Go Mo. She didn't say where, but go Mo. Ready for that?
Of course.
Okay, how's that poll looking so far? I think we got a shot at 1,000 votes today. They're pretty pissed off themselves. What's your take on Michael Moore's movie, Fahrenheit 9/11? 638 vote. Haven't seen it yet, but we'll see it, 359. We're not going to make our 1,000, not even close. Well, we got 2 hours. Saw it. It was sensational, 178. We'll absolutely not watch it, 68, 10.6%. Have we heard from one of those people yet?
No.
No. Have we heard from one?
No.
Nope. No. And why do you think that is?
Just because.
I mean, they don't have to call and explain to us why they're not going to see it. It's a free country, at least to a point. But it would be nice. Well, absolutely not watch it. 68, 10.5%. Saw it, it was good, 18. Saw it sucked, 15 out of 638 vote. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. WQAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing,
first
pal?
Of all, I just want to say, I did jury duty like 3 or 4 years ago,
And I just registered for the first time to vote 4 months ago because they do it by your driver's license for jury duty. So that kid there, whoever, he's a moron. They do it
by jury duty anymore because that's why a lot of people were not registering to vote. It was
right,
a convenient
exactly.
excuse. That is
so
correct.
He's got no excuse.
Yeah.
And I did one thing on Saturday I haven't done ever in my life. I went to a movie by myself, and I saw that movie, Neil. And it was great. And just like you said, the same exact thing. You could hear a pin drop in that theater. Nobody
right.
was talking over anything. The only time people busted out was when they were making fun of Bush and everyone was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an awesome movie. And one of my favorite parts, I mean, there was a lot of them, but I like when they were interviewing those two old ladies. And the old lady was talking about how we had no reason to be over there in the first place. And she just got so fed up. I don't know if you remember. She was just like, that's it. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
She was just,
yeah,
so,
she
that was the
right.
best. That was awesome. All right, man. Everyone's got to go see this movie.
Amen. Thanks, Pat.
All right.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. I think it's 3 to 5 that Eddie Kane's going to go see the movie. He's a guy with a social conscience. The Humper's going to go see it. I bet you Mo goes and sees it.
Absolutely.
He didn't see it already. I didn't hear him this morning, so I don't know if my friend Mo saw it over the weekend. I just don't think Geldy will.
I don't think so.
I mean, a guy that continues talking sports when they're flying planes into the World Trade Center towers and the Pentagon, I don't think he has much of a social conscience.
Maybe he'll go with Mike Keenan.
Yeah.
Together.
Or Jack Martin.
Yeah, one of those guys.
WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I went and saw it on Saturday, loved it. The movie theater was packed, and I have personally offered to pay for about 10 Republicans to go see it. None of them will take me up on the offer.
Really?
But that's the only way I figure we can get them in there. And I went and saw it this weekend just so that the numbers would be so high it would scare the crap out of the Republicans. Oh, I can't say crap anymore, can I?
Yeah, you can say it real quick.
Real quick, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's all good. All right, well, have a great deal. Great day, Neil.
Okay, and have a great life. 5670560.
I have no line.
Pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. What is it that those people are afraid of? And again, you know, you got free choices, at least so far. Now, not necessarily the library books you buy or what you hear on the radio or what you're going to watch on TV once these fascists get through with it. Pretty frustrating, though. I can understand people who wouldn't go see it, although I don't think it's this crowd we got voting on our poll. I think I know who they are. I can see people who don't want to go see it because they don't want to be depressed because they already know all about it, and they've given up. They realize the Democratic Party sucks. The Republican Party is ultra-dangerous and ultra-fanatic, and we ain't got nothing else. That's it.
I feel regardless which side you're on, you got to see this movie anyway.
Unlike The Godfather, we don't have any buffers out there. They had a lot of buffers. We don't have any buffers. We have nobody. And anybody that would tell me, Ralph Nader, please, Cracker, please, get serious. Just a pompous old egotistical ass on a perpetual power trip, ego trip. That's all he's all about. He brings nothing to the table. 5670560, pound 5. Even Mo, at least he brings that bad hairpiece to the table. He brings something every day.
I'm listening.
WQAM, hello.
Neil God, how you
yes,
doing?
Yes, sir,
buddy?
Speaking. Pretty
all
good.
All right. Well, Neil, I haven't seen the movie yet, and I'm going to see it. You know, at the risk of sounding, I guess, stupid or anything. I just wanted to ask, you know, I guess it's coming from the right more, but I've heard that they're saying that a lot of the stuff that he says has kind of been like word manipulation. Is the truth to that at all?
Such as what? Such as what?
Well, what I hear is he'll take like snippets or bits of what some of the people are saying and kind of manipulate them to make it sound like something that it's not. Now, I can't give any quotes because, like, you know, I don't want to say I'm totally informed, but I'm just listening and I'm on the fence and I just want to, you know, like an honest opinion. And I know you're up on a lot of these things. Is there any truth to the fact to that at all? I'm still going to see the movie. I want to see it.
No, I wouldn't agree with that, but then again, I'm not objective. I already went with my own personal agenda and it reinforced it tremendously. And you have to go see it for yourself. I can't make that determination as to how you're going to interpret it. Sure, he takes snippets. Look, he's obviously got a viewpoint, and he takes the various snippets, and he puts them together in a way to make his case. That's what the movie's all about.
Okay,
but I don't see anything dishonest about it or anything that he manufactured. It's all right there. It's all the truth from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, he's pretty much of a genius. I like to see his work. A couple things I've heard, just I have to see for myself. But, Neil, you're the best, and thank you very much, and keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, let us know how you like it.
You got it, Neil. Thank you.
See ya. 5670560. I mean, the fact that I loved it, that should come as no surprise because basically Michael Moore and I, like, you know, we see eye to eye. pretty much anything that I read in his books or I watch in his movies, I'm sitting there high-fiving the TV or the book or whatever, high-fiving myself, my ass. But that's not what's important, because I'm already going to go out there and bite my tongue until it bleeds and vote for Kerry 15, 20, maybe
30
times, as many as I can get through those doddering old farts they have sitting at the elections joint.
Yeah,
I'll just put on... here's the deal. Put on the Groucho glasses, you know, with the mustache, the whole deal?
Yep.
And the big schnoz. And then, like, take the mustache off, and that'll throw them off. Even if you just have the Groucho glasses and the schnoz, if you go in once with the mustache on, and then take the nose off. And just have the glasses and the mustache. So there's three votes right there, see?
That'll work.
No problem. Because you know the kind of doddering old fools they have at those voting precincts. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the high-priced security they put out there.
Death plus 50.
Boy!
And you people in Palm Beach County, okay, you're not allowed to write in Pat Buchanan, all right? I know that's a great disappointment. He's not running this time. So please, don't waste your time. We have those people, those old Jews in Palm Beach County. We can blame yous if we wanted to, although, quite frankly, you're small potatoes. But we can blame all those votes for Pat Buchanan. If anybody wants to do any homework out there, anybody in the audience, we don't have time to do it. They could go online, do a little search, and find out the number of votes that Pat Buchanan got in Palm Beach County in the 2000 presidential election. And you know that even if you say 80% of them were a mistake, bogus, even 50%, wouldn't it be interesting to see how many there were? I don't recall. Because if the number comes out to more than 527, which I think is the number they claimed that Bush won Florida by, if it comes out more than that, it's a real problem. That means we can go to Cemetery Village and we can say, you people, you're the ones that gave us all this tourist today, and they can just continue weeping and gnashing their teeth as if they aren't already embarrassed enough, and ought to be. Wouldn't you be pretty embarrassed if you lived like in Delray in Cemetery Village?
Yes.
And deservedly so. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. WQAM, hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey. I'm surprised to get you. Listen, I hope you're still talking about Michael Moore's movie.
Yes, I am.
Okay, a couple of things. One, my two daughters, ages 25 and 19, live in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
They went to see the movie Friday night. Needless to say, standing ovation and cheers and applause and so on. But the interesting thing was, outside the movie theater were tables set up for voter registration.
All right. Excellent.
I thought that was just incredible. And the other thing is, instead of vilifying Mr. Moore, we should be promoting his name for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
I think he has done more to bring peace in the world than... and all the bombs and missiles we could ever possibly make.
Amen. Well said.
Okay. That's all.
Thanks a lot, pal.
We'll enjoy your show. Bye.
Thanks. There you go. Michael Moore for Emperor. That's what I say, okay? The benevolent Emperor. Things would be a hell of a lot better. You know, he was in the piece on 60 Minutes last night. He made a comment. I know most Americans would be very angry because Americans love their guns, baby. They love Chuck Heston. They love any piece they can get their hands on and a gun, too. But he said Americans they have a mental illness when it comes to guns, and just in general. They're afraid of each other, they distrust each other, they're paranoid, and so they all feel that they have to have weapons. And then, of course, if they get angry, that's the first resort, to reach for the peace and blow somebody away.
Hey,
now you feel better.
Gotta have your gun.
Yeah, gotta have your peace. 12 minutes past noon at 560 QAM.
And local. This is Sports Radio 560.
I'm Mark Morgan. Now here's Neil Rogers on 560 QAM.
Oh, it's been deranged for most of my life. Gonna change my looks, gonna make a difference, gonna be a wife. As I turn on the radio, turn up my nose, this news is blowing my mind. I tell the kids my sheep, spend the night with me, can't deny I'm a guy defending for perverted me. I've got a thing for God and plastic surgery lies. I'm a woman free to show. Follow advice from our hero goes. If I knew
rectum.
And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make your world a better place, Michael, drop the soap and bend this way.
That'd be a good poor Greg Kaplan to take, get the morning line odds going if they actually convict him and he winds up going to the big house. Who's going to last longer in the slammer, Michael Jackson or Father, what was his name? Gagan. Father John Gagan. Don't you remember Father Gagan?
Father Gagan.
Won't see him no more. He won't be molesting nobody else no more. 1218 at 560. You're going to love this story.
Hey, by the way, there were 3,407 votes for Buchanan in Palm Beach County.
Oh, 3,407?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Now we know why this movie is showing at five theaters in Palm Beach County. Try to straighten you bastards out, okay? All you old yids up there at Cemetery Village.
Oh.
My God. You better take some extra prunes on the 1st of November and get all of that swill out of your system. Cleanse your brains, cleanse your mind.
Rectum.
That too. Can you believe that?
That's a lot of votes.
Say it again. I got to write it down.
3,407.
Okay, let's be generous, okay? Let's say that half of those people really intended to vote for Pat Buchanan. Let's say that two-thirds of those people, okay? So we'll leave no room for argument. Let's say 60%, because it's too hard to do the math. 42, 24, okay? 2,044, that leaves 1,400 votes, the overwhelming majority of which they were all going to Gore. But you know something that wouldn't have made any... They still found a way. So let's take a little bit of the heat off. Plus, the butterfly ballot. I remember being on the air on Election Day 2000, and a woman calls me frantically from somewhere in Palm Beach County. She said, Neil, I went to vote for Gore. I think I voted for Pat Buchanan. She was hysterical, frantic. She was almost in tears. And she was the first one to actually bring that butterfly ballot thing out of the closet. And the worst part of the whole deal is Teresa Lepore is still there, I believe, in Palm Beach County. She's still doing it. And Catherine Harris, she's still doing it. Now, as a matter of fact, now she's a politician, no less. You know, she got a good shot there, too. She was head of the Bush election campaign in 2000 in Florida. She just happened to be in charge of the voting, that's all. Wow. A federal judge offered his profound regret Thursday for saying President Bush's rise to power was similar to that of Mussolini and Hitler.
Absolutely correct, sir.
Judge Guido Calabresi. What a great name that is. Guido Calabresi, 71. Of the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan drew an audible gasp from lawyers attending Saturday's convention of the American Constitution Society in Washington. Audible gasp.
Oh, my God.
Which quoted the speech in Monday's editions of New York Sun. My remarks were extemporaneous and in hindsight reasonably could be and indeed have been understood to do something which I did not intend, that is, take a partisan position, Calabresi wrote in a letter of apology to Chief Judge John Walker. Calabresi, former dean of Yale Law School, was quoted as saying the U.S. Supreme Court put somebody in power when a ruling it made in December 2000 settled the dispute over whether Bush had defeated Al Gore. In a way that occurred before but is rare in the U.S., somebody came to power as a result of the illegitimate acts of a legitimate institution that had the right to put somebody in power, Calabresi said. The reason I emphasize that is because that's exactly what happened when Mussolini was put in by the King of Italy. The King of Italy had the right to put Mussolini in, though he had not won an election, and make him prime minister, the judge continued. That is what happened when Hindenburg put Hitler in. Calabresi told the lawyers, I'm not suggesting for a moment that Bush is Hitler. I want to be clear on that. But it is a situation which is extremely unusual. Calabresi went on to say that the public should expel Bush from office to cleanse the democratic system. That's got nothing to do with the politics of it, he said. It's got to do with the structural reassertion of democracy, Calabresi was quoted as saying. So if we can interpret that, in other words, nobody ever elected him in the first place, so in order to get us back to like an even keel, let's get him out. There's just one more good reason, right?
Yeah, why not?
To legitimize the election system in America again. And one more area that Michael Moore really bashed up on the Democrats. And remember he kept showing Gebhardt and Tom Daschle sitting there doing nothing?
There were a lot of people doing nothing.
Yeah. Doing absolutely nothing. He said, he keeps saying in the movie, well, of course, the Democrats were there with a vigorous response, and they're sitting there with their, you know, lips locked, doing nothing. And then, of course, he also shows one by one endorsing the resolution to go to war. I mean, John Kerry's going to get my vote, but not enthusiastically, I'll tell you that. And this is the problem of the American political system, and that is that every 4 years we have almost always two lunkheads to vote to choose between. That's why Clinton was such a breath of fresh air, even though he was a philanderer. Who gives a crap? Who cares about his banana business, all right? Who cares? What's it to you? But compared to the rest of the crap we usually get to choose from, I mean, George Herbert Walker Bush and Michael Dukakis, what the hell is that? What kind of caca is that? Richard Nixon and George McGovern? My God, what are we talking about? Let's see, it says, oh, look at this. Mike says, the day you see Shawshank Redemption is the day I see Fahrenheit 9/11. You constantly tell people what to do. Am I telling people that they have to go see it?
No.
I'm suggesting, I'm urging, I'm recommending. I'm not telling you what to do. Didn't I just say before, if you don't want to go see it, you don't have to go see it?
You're doing people a favor, telling them about a good
movie. Mike, you're a jackass, man. You constantly tell people what to do, but you don't take time to see something we ask you to watch. And the kicker is, for years you've had the video in your house for free. Oh, this isn't from Mike. This is from, what's his name? He used to work on a station. What the hell's his name? Jason. Remember Fat Jason?
No, I don't.
Yeah, he probably preceded both of you guys. Says, you're just like Rush, but the opposite. I know he's an addict, but you've been arrested. Says, well, that's great, okay? You ought to be arrested, okay, for being a jackass. Schmuck. What an idiot. That's Jason with his Shawshank Redemption. What does Shawshank Redemption have to do with the Fahrenheit 9/11?
They're both movies.
Oh, that's a good point. Here's the data on voters by county in Florida. Palm Beach, okay? Somebody just faxed this in. Palm Beach County. Where the hell are the names of the candidates? Oh, they're on the first page only, so I have to, like, stick this all. You have to stick it?
You have to stick it in its place.
Palm Beach. That was from Robert Grieper, that last fax. I'm sure of it. Palm Beach, you're right. Buchanan got 3,407 votes. If that isn't pathetic or what? Let's see. Even if he got 70%, legit, okay? 28, 24. That leaves almost 1,000. That would do it. Another 1,000 votes for Gore if they actually counted them.
They wouldn't have counted them.
No, you're right. They would have found some other way. They're like, they never got to the 527 because I think actually what they were doing is the Supremes, they were keeping tabs of the count. And then we got a little bit too close. You recall that Saturday when they said, when the Florida Supreme Court said start voting again?
Yep.
Start counting again. Yeah, they should have said start voting again. Start counting again. And they started the count again, and lo and behold, it started getting closer because it was like almost 800 at one point, and then it was 700, and then it was like 650, and then it was 600, and then it was like a little over 500. And they said, okay, stop, that's it. Hold on. It's all over. Finito. Clarence just got a bag of the good crap. Clarence Thomas. That's all it took, just one nice bag. In fact, Zach probably knows exactly where they bought it.
Huh?
Right there by the Jamaican barbershop on the corner there, right near Chuck's.
Oh, yeah.
26 past noon. Anybody out there that don't care about the movie but wants to get some good drugs, Zach will give you the information during this week.
Call during the break.
Because that's one of the good things, George being on vacation. George knows where to get it, but he doesn't like to share. He won't tell anybody. But on Zach, of course, he's the in-house maven.
Yeah, why not?
You know, nobody wants to talk about cancer, heart disease, and yet we owe it to ourselves and our family to be sure that we're in good health. It's a proven fact that disease responds extremely well to treatment if detected early. Hollywood Diagnostic Center is proud to announce their virtual colonoscopy, coronary heart scoring, and full body screening exams that can detect cancer and other life-threatening diseases in their early stages. You don't even need a doctor's referral to do it. And if you've got a history of, like, heart disease or lung disease or other things in your family, then no matter how old or young you may be, it still could be a life-saving deal when you go there. For all your imaging exams, call Hollywood Diagnostic Center at 954-966-3600 for the test that can give you and your family peace of mind. At Hollywood Diagnostic Center, they offer you state-of-the-art imaging equipment with open MRI, high-speed CAT scan, nuclear medicine, and much more. Hollywood Diagnostic Center has been serving South Florida for 20 years. Their facility also provides you a complete mobile diagnostic service that can come right to you. Call Hollywood Diagnostic Center. It could be, like I always tell you, one of the most important calls you could ever make. 954-966-3600 for your imaging exam today.
954-966-3600. Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAM.
In the Banana Republic, baby. Only in Miami.
Take a bad day, quit sniffing glue. He goes around struggling, bar, bouncing off the walls in a rehab group. He goes around struggling, bar. He do the rush struggling bar. Unknown from God, hateful and rotten. He do the rush struggling bar. snorting and popping in eagle like he caught him. He drew the rush drug limp off. He drew the rush drug limp off. Into the rush drug limp off.
Girls and candy, I had an epiphany, my friends, an epiphany, it's done. Amen.
Under the rug is where the story's going, into the rush drug limp off. Damage control so they can pigeonhole it. He do the rush drug limbo. Limbo. He do the rush drug limbo. Limbo. He do the rush drug limbo.
Trump 31, and of course I'm sure that Rush is urging everybody. In fact, all the right wingers have been telling people to boycott the movie. Don't go see it, whatever you do. Don't go see it. God forbid. Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter. Miss Fudge. Don't go see that piece of crap. And I think that's another good reason not to go see it, is if you haven't watched Shawshank Redemption, you must definitely now watch Fahrenheit 9/11. Don't you see a parallel?
Oh, yeah.
754 votes. We got a shot at our 1,000 today.
Oh!
What's your take on Michael Moore's movie, Fahrenheit 9/11? What's your take? Haven't seen it yet, but we'll see it. 431, that's 57.1%. Well, get with it. Get busy. Saw it. It was sensational. 201. I will absolutely not watch it. 80, 10.6%. We're not going to watch it. Well, there. Like that, like it really cuts me to the quick, you know, to think that those people aren't going to go see it. Doesn't that bother you?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Screw them. Saw it. It was good. 22. Saw it. It sucked. 20, which I don't really believe that, but we'll take this all at face value. Oh, now it's 22 said it sucked. So let's see. Of the 248 people in this crowd so far who've seen it out of 762, 248, 226 people said it was either sensational or good, and 22 people said, that's a raspberry, by the way, don't panic.
Okay.
Well, we got to let you know that because you're in there on the show once and only in a great while, and now that we have these new rules, now that we have the new fascism, and we can't say, and we can't do that, well, you've got to watch yourself.
You're right.
Because we'd hate, Josh and I both would hate for you to have to be the one responsible.
I appreciate that.
For letting... Because you've had enough, more than enough problems. Now, let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Because now that Mo and I have made up, uh-huh. It seemed to me that maybe you'll be next.
It's possible.
I mean, he's sucking up to the beast pretty heavy duty lately.
I've seen.
What?
I've seen. I've heard.
No, but what's your relationship? I mean, you're in there at 8 o'clock.
We're okay. There's nothing wrong. He does his thing, I do mine. That's really about it. That's the whole conversation.
Well, I mean, is there a little bit of verbal intercourse that goes on? And the inquiring minds want to know. They want to know what the lay of the land is. Are you guys speaking?
Yes. He always asks me how my other job is and how life is going.
Yeah.
And I always tell him that everything is fine and blah, blah, blah. Nothing real big between us.
So, in other words, you still hate each other?
Of course.
Billions of dollars belonging to Iraq are not accounted for by the Coalition Provisional Authority, which was given responsibility by the UN for the country's finances, British lawmakers, AIDS activists, and AIDS activists said today. Let me try that again. British lawmakers and AIDS activists said Monday, there are glaring gaps in the handling of $20 billion generated by Iraq's oil and other sources since the U.S.-led war to oust Saddam Hussein ended last year, according to reports from the Liberal Democrats, Britain's third-largest political party, and Christian Aid. The Christian Aid report also said the majority of Iraq's reconstruction projects have been awarded to U.S. companies, which charge up to 10 times more than Iraqi companies. There was no immediate reaction from coalition officials to the reports. I just mentioned that in passing, and what's $20 billion among friends anyway, right?
Yeah, why not?
Who cares?
Let's do it.
5670560, that's our poll question today. Shawshank Redemption, Schindler's List, or Fahrenheit 9/11? Which one is mandatory to see? Yeah, that's another one that George has always told. Oh, I got to watch Schindler's List. I will not watch Schindler's List. Now, do you see that?
I have not seen it either.
Josh?
I've seen bits and pieces of it, yes.
Well, what do you mean by that, bits and pieces? How do you see bits and pieces of a movie like that? On TV, you mean?
No, I've just caught different parts of it at different times.
You can't sit still too, you know.
It's a long movie, yeah. Exactly.
No. Different parts of it at different times. And I said on TV, and you said no.
On video.
So in other words, you've got the video playing.
No, I don't have the video. I'm
telling you. Well, who's playing it?
I've seen it at my dad's house. He's had it going a couple times, and I've watched bits and pieces of it.
Yeah. Well, in other words, he just keeps it going. He just keeps it going all the time, just in case, and hope that maybe you'll see enough bits and pieces. You can put all the pieces together like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, I got a TV in the corner to play Schindler's List.
Right. Well, I'm not interested in that. I'm not watching any Jew movies. I'm not interested in any prison movies, Shawshank Redemption. And how do you like that?
All right.
That's your garbage. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. QAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I disagree with the Michael Moore film. You wouldn't believe all the losers standing in line over at the gateway right now. It's sad.
Well, what does that mean?
It's sad that all you guys think that Michael Moore has the answers and...
No, he doesn't claim to have any answers. That's the whole thing. Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't because I haven't...
Then how do you know what Michael Moore says?
But the same way, Neil, that you know that if you saw a movie... Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. You hate Will Smith. You're not going to see any... If Will Smith was in the Michael Moore movie, you wouldn't go see it.
Will Smith doesn't make documentary films, right? I know that may come as a shock to you. Will Smith doesn't make socially relevant films that you might learn something from that might interest anybody with a brain, okay? Will Smith makes puff films.
Neil, I'm not trying to argue with you. Let's converse, man.
Yeah.
You don't like Will
Smith. So what does Michael Moore have to do with Will Smith?
He doesn't, but I don't like Michael Moore, so I wouldn't see one of his films. Just like
yeah, well, you're entitled not to go see it, so why does that make the people who went to see it losers?
Because you guys think that Bush has turned down our country, but the thing is that you have no children, so you don't worry about encroaching terrorism and things like that. If you had a child to worry about...
Here's another guy that's scared. That's exactly what the movie says.
Scared?
That's exactly what the movie says. Then what are you worried about?
What you ought to be worried about is that
Bush is going to send your children off to be killed as human sacrifice again for some oil company, for Unocal or somebody like that. That's what you ought to be worried about, schmuck. I mean, when he starts giving me, I have no children, well, I don't have to worry about my kids getting sent off to be butchered, okay? Maybe you ought to be worried about that, or about your next-door neighbor or your brother or your sister's kids being sent off to be butchered as human sacrifices for a war over oil. You're one of those people who needs to go see it. And like I said, I don't try to tell people what to do, but that would be my suggestion. You might actually learn something. You can go anywhere in the world. You can, don't even have to go there. Just read online. Read the newspapers. Read the editorials and the articles from around the world and discover what George W. Bush has done to this country and the image of this country and the way people hate Americans like poison now because of what he's done. But he's worried about his children and whether they're safe from terrorism.
And Will Smith documentaries.
And Will Smith documentaries. Well, I hear he's got one coming out pretty soon, as a matter of fact. I wonder who Will Smith is going to vote for. You think he's voting for George Bush?
No.
I doubt it. I could be wrong. He might be one of the 40 dark folks that votes for George W. He's got his cash. 5670560, pound 560. At least he ain't no Barbara Streisand, thank God. Boy, I'm so tired of that bitch. Man, oh man. Why didn't she just go back to, what's her name? James, what's her husband's name? Oh, come on.
James...
Brosnan.
There you go.
Whatever the hell his name is. I don't know. Just go back and, try to find it somewhere and get lost. Get out of our face. Now, see, there's somebody I agree with politically, but she makes me sick to my stomach. I can't stand her. She makes me nauseous. She ought to be doing Christy Krueger's job there on Channel 10. Same eyes. WQAM, hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Pretty good.
I like 9/11.
You ought to go to 7-Eleven, okay? Reverend Jones, I like 9-11. See you at Pompano Park, okay? Bruce Ranger said you've got about 40 pounds of horse manure. He'd be delighted to schmear on you. No extra charge, loser. 5670560, pound 560. We've gotten to the point now when you hear like one word and you know who it is. Then you know you've really, you've got it down pat.
Oh, yeah.
Got it down to a science. 20 to 1 at QM. We got the Mad Dog coming to tune. Now, do you think the Mad Dog's going to go see this movie?
Yes.
You do?
I think he will.
No.
Maybe. Well, if there's anything in there.
Huh? And if he does go to see it, he'll never admit it on the air.
Oh, never.
Because the macho jocks, they got to put on this right wing, we love President Bush. In the meantime, he donates money to Bob Graham, both personally and from his business, which you can find out right online. I'm not telling any tales that aren't public information.
Public records.
Right. So if he's donating money to Bob Graham, then how come he's on here sucking up to President Bush? Because it's the macho thing. It's the right-wing thing. We all got to be Bush lovers, I think there's some symbolism involved there, from what I hear. 20 till 1 at 560 WQM. With the heat of the summer here right now, it's a great time to get out of the old jalopy you've been driving and get yourself into a great new spiffy Toyota from Armstrong Toyota of Homestead. On US 1, 20 minutes south of the A36, they're worth the drive to save thousands on new Toyotas. With rising gas prices, maybe you want a car with more fuel economy. The legendary Toyota Corolla can be yours for just $11,990 or lease it for just $209 a month. Need a great Toyota for that college or high school graduate? How about the Toyota Echo lease priced at just $199? Even Zach could afford that. Maybe. Need a truck? The V6 Toyota Tundra regular cab can be yours for just $239 a month. And if you're looking for the hottest new cars around, check out the Corolla XRS and Solera convertible now in stock at Armstrong's Toyota of Homestead. Their service department is open late to late weeknights to make sure they get all your service work is done, and they'll do just about anything under the sun to make you a happy camper. Wait till you hear this. Armstrong Toyota of Homestead was the first dealer to offer you free tires and batteries for life, and now they're the absolutely positively first to offer you free replacement parts for life. That's correct. What a package. Tires, batteries, and free parts for life. How can you beat that? So instead of schlepping to those mega dealers who give you the big scream and a big yell and all those loud car spots on the ear and then let you down, go get yourself a really honest-to-goodness unbeatable deal at Armstrong's Toyota of Homestead. See the GM, David Rich, will cut you a fantastic deal. Drive a little and save a lot on that new Toyota only at Armstrong Toyota of Homestead.
Live and local, this 6560. Radio's all yours. QAM.
Title, Attorney General John Ashcroft, Z.
Let the eagle soar like you've never soar before, from Rocky and Bullwinkle to Gary Moore, the mighty eagle must soar. I need more words that rhyme with soar. I remember shopping at the Eagle Store. I was out of chlorine for the pool, and I needed more. Lord God, Bush is our king. I'm thrilled and surprised by your computers that I spy. It seems that you like sex, but I don't like women's dress. I'd like to cut them off their chest. It's simple to have sex, and that's why I cut a hole in my sheet. And I pour hot wax down my pants, but I think it's a crime to dance. So let the eagle soar. And if you disagree, if it can't, you will be like you never soared before.
Oh, yeah, we get to see Attorney General John Ashcroft singing. They were all blurting out when the audience saw that. They were chuckling and blurting and puking to see that piece of crap. 1247 at 560 WQM. Here's a fact that says, went to the Friday night show at the Sawgrass Regal Cinema. Packed house. The atmosphere was electric. The opening victory scenes were filmed on Miami Beach the night before the election. It turned my stomach to watch Gore standing at the podium chiding the congresspeople. The black screen during the World Trade Center plane crash sequence and the jet of public beheading were stirring. Viva Moore, says this fact. Well said. Joe in South Miami says, I love the movie. It was great. The part that made the biggest impact was on how the Democrats just bent over and had the Republicans the tube of KY jelly.
Rectum.
Especially Tom Daschle, that weak, weak piece of worthless garbage. Ever seen Daschle and Geldy in the same room?
Ow!
Same person, I believe. He says, the Democrats are so weak it makes me sick. Bring back Dean before it's too late, says Joe in South Miami. Wasn't I saying that just a couple of weeks ago? Time to bring back Howard Dean before it's too late? And, speaking of that, Howard Dean sounded like he had been vindicated on Sunday when he noted that most Americans now agree that the U.S. should not have invaded Iraq. It was a position that fueled his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination and earned Dean much criticism in the process. After being castigated by both Democrats and Republicans for a while, now the majority of Americans agree with me this was a mistake, the one-time Democratic frontrunner said on CNN's late edition with Wolf Blitzkrieg. More than half, or 52% of Americans now say the war was not worth fighting, according to an ABC News Washington Post poll taken June 17 to 20. The number's up from 50% in May. Dean said most people also agree with him that the war has not made America safer. If anything, the world is a much more dangerous place. So that guy that's so worried about his kids, you ought to be thinking about that.
And all the losers watching the
game. All you losers lined up there at the Gateway Cinema in Fort Lauderdale, man, because you don't agree with that guy. You're all a bunch of losers. See, I always love the logic of the right wing. It's always the same crap, but just a bunch of names. Losers, Bush bashers, well, whatever. But he hasn't seen it.
No.
Now, he probably is going to go out to see that new Will Smith movie.
The robot movie.
Tamara Schwartz, a Coral Gables consultant, stay-home mother, is driving home her political preference. She started the cottage industry, creating what she calls no W antenna balls. Those are car antenna toppers that sport a large blue W, shorthand for President Bush, with a diagonal slash across the W and an O4 on the other side. Schwartz, who's selling the political tchotchkes from a website, nowballs.com. I bet you Donna Shalaby loves that.
That's her favorite website.
No balls, right. NoWBalls.com said she's frustrated with the Bush administration's social agenda, especially a push for a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. It's none of anybody's business, and it just seems outrageous when the country's got so many other things going on, she said. Schwartz came up with the idea after a trip to Disney World. The kids went crazy for the antenna balls with Mickey Mouse, and I thought, wouldn't that be a great place to put a political message, he said. It doesn't have that sticky mess of a bumper sticker. Come November, you take it off, no big deal. Her website notes that the styrofoam balls, which sell for $2.80, can also be used to decorate pens or for a liberal clown's nose. The product is proving popular. Schwartz said a San Francisco talk radio station had around for half an hour, and the disc jockeys were giving away free balls to first-time callers. Maybe that's what we ought to be doing. Maybe Greg will call in and give them some free balls. www.nowballs.com. There you go, Tamara. Keep up the good work, sweetheart, or whatever your name is. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Evidently, a lot of losers are lined up at the Gateway Cinema on Sunrise at Federal in Fort Lauderdale. That's the news flash. WQAM, hello.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to talk to Neil about the Fahrenheit 9/11.
You're talking to him.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I got a new name for Bush after seeing that movie. How about Bush Laden?
Okay. Well, if we have Vandar Bush, we can have Bush Laden.
Bush Laden. I think that would be a good fit since he's been in with those guys for, the last 30 years.
Okay, thank you. Bush Laden and Vandar Bush. Join the tip. Let me say it again. Bad business deal gone bad. That's why we got 3,000 Americans who died on September 11th. That's why we got almost 900 Americans who died in Iraq in a war based on lies that not only had nothing to do with fighting terrorism, but created a hotbed there for terrorism that didn't exist there before we went in. But now today, 2 days early, we threw them those keys and said, here you go. It's not to a brand new Corvette, but these keys are the keys to the kingdom if you can find the door. And Paul Bremer waited a couple of hours to get all his, stuff together and hightailed it out of there real fast.
He was the first one gone.
Oh, he was gone faster than all those Saudis that left here on September 12, 2001. And I disagree vehemently with Richard Clark about that crap, that, they had a right to get out because, something too bad. Let's say it again. 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis. All of these beheadings that are going on are being committed by Saudi nationals, okay? All of this crap that's going on has to do with the Saudis and their freaking oil and their corrupt dictatorship they have over there. If we're so concerned about having democracy in Iraq, why don't we have democracy in Saudi Arabia first? That sounds like a winner to me. Oh! Yeah. You should live so long.
That would be too easy, though.
All those poor schleppers over there living like, and all coming there to kiss the ring of the sheik, this one and that one. What a bunch of bullcrap this is. And then, of course, I love the fact that the movie exposes where some of these people came from, like Hamid Karzai that we stuck over there in Afghanistan. He came from the board of directors of Unocal. All right.
Oh!
Just like Condoleezza from the board of directors of Chevron. You think it's just a coincidence that it's all the oil people? And just like the other guy who was AWOL with Bush during Vietnam, whose name was blacked out. But Michael Moore had the right name because he had the original copy that didn't have the name blacked out. Come to find out, this is another one of those guys who works for the Saudis with the Carlyle Group. He's the go-between. He's the pimp.
They're making money, though.
Also reminded the public, since most people don't read and don't pay any attention to what's really going on, James Baker III, good old Jim Baker. He's the attorney hired by the Saudis now to defend them against all those lawsuits by the victims of by the families of the victims of 9/11. Jim Baker, that's in there. It's all in there. Most of it is stuff that we've talked about. Most of it's stuff that's been widely available to you on the Internet. And most of it is also stuff that 99% of America is oblivious to because most people don't read and most people haven't been paying attention. WQAM, hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm just calling for Neil Rogers.
You're talking to him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Cool. There was a guy earlier on the show who was looking to get registered.
Right.
I'm a steward for CWA, Communication Workers of America, and one of the things we do is register people. I can go to wherever he is and get him signed up.
How do you do that?
I drive there.
Really?
Wherever he is.
Right.
And I've got registration forms from the state of Florida. All we need is a photocopy of his driver's license.
You got your driver's license, Josh? Hasn't been suspended, has it?
No.
How about if this guy comes up there this week, right to the station?
Oh,
sure,
wait.
Why not?
If you could only see Josh's expression.
Well, why are you resisting? This is real life. This isn't baloney. This isn't some kind of a staged event here. Hold on, pal, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
I put that guy on hold. He's on line 4. And right now, you talk to him and you give him the information and what time you want him there tomorrow or Wednesday, whenever he can be there, and we'll do it right on the air. How's that?
They're chatting.
Maybe they're making a date. I don't know what they're doing. I don't care about them to be chatting. I just want them to show up there, okay?
Oh, he's going to come and do it. We're going to get Josh signed.
How do you like that? We'll do it right on the air. There's one, okay? I got another friend of mine down there and voted. I don't know if he ever voted. He's voting this year, okay? Got him registered. In fact, now that I think of it, I got another good friend there who I know is not registered, but I'm going to get his ass registered by the end of this month, or by the end of next month, anyway, whatever the deadline is. When is the deadline for registering?
We're going to find that out with our guy.
Jesus, to think that I'm sitting on here doing this show and I don't even know when the deadline for registering is. Somebody better let us know in Florida.
I hope it didn't pass.
No, it has not passed. That much I know.
Okay, good.
In fact, the guy that's on the phone with him right now, he can tell you. You ought to, is he still on there?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Tell him to find out. Because, we're talking 527 votes was the difference, and I'm going to tell you right now, we got those 16,000 black people in Duval County. There's 16,000 for Kerry right now, and they don't even know who the hell he is. The one good thing they know is he's not Bush.
We are Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Stavon Tutuawa!
Hi, Vay.
On the next episode of The Shield, Gildy Geldstein stars as Vic Mackey.
I got nothing to say to you, Maddox.
You're a bad man. A very bad man. I'm gonna point your face on the stove here.
Tension mounts when Gildy faces off with Captain Moe.
Those pictures I saw of you doing the guy.
Yeah, that's right. And I want to keep it under wraps, see?
Okay.
I don't want nobody knowing what went on there. It'd mean my career.
Your secret is safe with me.
Good. Got it.
Hey, everybody. Captain Moe put the Moe in Homo.
Oh. 101 at 560, WQM, Mad Dog coming along at 2, we got the Humper at 4. Marlins on deck, 7 o'clock, 7:35 Marlins and the Braves in Atlanta, and then Eddie K after the game. Eddie K, I'll guarantee you, 8 to 5 now. I just checked the odds again, 8 to 5 he's going to go see the movie. He probably saw it this weekend already.
Keep going up.
Yeah, it was 3 to 5, yeah, you're right. 8 to 5 now. I should have remembered, we got a sports nerd in there, Zach is another gambling degenerate.
What?
That's why he's got to work two jobs now.
Three.
Because he's... I thought back in the days we had Donnie B. and Stu Gatz and all those guys. I thought those days were gone. Like all the Hanks and Eddie K's little gambling underlings. All those GA kids. But I guess you and... who else is in there doing the same crowd? Probably Dave Hagen.
Yeah, pretty much.
A couple of good Jewish boys. They're losing all of their cash because, they're involved in a gambling station. Suspicious deaths in... So how do we make out with that guy, Josh?
He'll be coming tomorrow.
During the show?
No. I told him, he said about 2:30. He wanted to come over right now.
Enough time for you to skip on out? What do you mean he wanted to come over? Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I'm doing a show.
In other words, you couldn't register to vote and do the with the tremendous responsibilities you have there, playing the spots and singing occasional blurting something out, which I'd even give you like, 10 minutes quiet time there. Zach and I could handle it for 10 minutes, but that's okay. So he's coming 2:30 tomorrow.
That's correct.
And you will be there. In fact, Zach, you're assigned to hang around a little bit. In fact, we'll make sure some food gets brought in about 1:45.
Oh, then I'll be here.
And Zach is assigned to hold your hand very loosely and just supervise to make sure we get this done, okay?
No problem.
And then Wednesday we'll have a full report. This is one at a time, baby.
Oh!
All right. Suspicious deaths in custody, allegations of torture, claims of a military out of control. These are some of the key issues that will face John Negroponte. They just showed him on CNN here. That makes me want to puke. The newly appointed U.S. ambassador to Iraq. Suspicious deaths in custody, allegations of torture, claims of a military out of control. Those were some of the key issues that faced John Negroponte 20 years ago when he was U.S. ambassador to Honduras. So it's worth examining how he reacted when he faced with evidence of extrajudicial killings, torture, and human rights abuses. Central America in the early 80s was, for a few years, the center of the world in much the way that Middle East is now. There had been a revolution in Nicaragua in which a dictator had been removed by the Sandinistas, who had then embarked on a political path that was anathema to the U.S., comunista, comunista. The country became a magnet for the international left, who saw hopeful signs in the revolution. El Salvador and Guatemala were in turmoil as left-wing guerrillas battled with the military in their efforts to overturn years of military oppression and corruption. In those days, the enemy, as far as the U.S. was concerned, was international communism rather than al-Qaeda, but the rhetoric of good versus evil took a similar pattern to today's. Into this world in 1981 came diplomat John Negroponte as ambassador to Honduras. At the time, the U.S. was covertly backing the Contras, the counter-revolutionaries who opposed the Sandinistas. Honduras was a vital base for them. An air base was built in El Aguacate, where they could be trained and which was used, according to Honduran human rights activists, as a detention center where torture took place. Kind of sounds like
Abu Ghraib.
It was also used as a burial ground for 185 dissidents whose remains were only discovered in 2001. Negroponte's predecessor, Jack Binns, was appointed by Jimmy Carter. He had made public his concerns about human rights abuses by the Honduran military. Binns has since affirmed that when he handed over to Negroponte, he gave him a full briefing on the abuses. Negroponte's always denied having knowledge of such violations. A former Honduran congressman, Efrain Diaz, told the Baltimore Sun, which reexamined the behavior of the U.S. in 1995 of Negroponte and other U.S. officials, their attitude was one of tolerance and silence. They needed Honduras to loan its territory more than they were concerned about innocent people being killed. For their cooperation with the U.S. and its long-running battle to remove the Sandinistas, who, it should be remembered, won the election in Nicaragua in 84, the Honduran government was royally rewarded. Military aid increased from $4 million to $77 million a year. Had Negroponte reported to the U.S. Congress that the military were engaged in human rights abuses, such aid would have been threatened. No report of such abuses was allowed to interfere with the U.S. destabilization of Nicaragua. Negroponte was one of a group of officials involved in Central America at that time who have since, to the astonishment of the international diplomatic community, been rehabilitated by President George W. Bush. His behavior in Honduras would have come under scrutiny when he was appointed as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. in 2001, but his appointment hearing came in the immediate aftermath of 9/11 when there was little appetite for such an inquiry and when there was a desire to have such a key post filled speedily. Exquisitely dangerous is how Larry Burns of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs described Negroponte this week in a conversation from Washington. He called Negroponte's role in Honduras eerily familiar to the Bush administration's present goal in Iraq. Reed Brody of Human Rights Watch had this to say when Negroponte was appointed ambassador to the UN. When Negroponte was ambassador to Honduras, he looked the other way when serious atrocities were committed. One would have to wonder what kind of message the Bush administration is sending about human rights. And now he's our ambassador to Iraq.
Oh!
All right. Now that we got the keys to the kingdom, that should help clean up all that crap going on at
Abu Ghraib.
And everywhere else, too, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. What's your take? We have 886 votes. We need 114 to get to 1,000 during the show.
Oh!
On the 26th of whatever it is, 28th of June, in the middle of the dog days of summer where it's 100 degrees in the shade, when everybody's out of town, and we still can get 1,000 votes in there today, which even Josh would be impressed with that. Be impressed enough to stick around tomorrow and register to vote.
With me,
and you will not be called to jury duty. How do you like that? Now, I got a great idea. After you register to vote,
yeah,
lose your driver's license, which it sounds like. If you just lose the number for ticket defense team, and based on your recent episode, maybe you can lose your license, then you don't have to worry about that at all.
All right.
What's your take on Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11? Okay, everybody's talking about it everywhere, okay? Everywhere. The whole world is, like, trailing from it. Even those losers standing in line at the Gateway Cinema, according to that schmuck that called before. 890 votes. Haven't seen it yet, but we'll see it. 502. Well, that's good. Get with it this week, please. Saw it. It was sensational. 231. And it was. Will absolutely not watch it. 94. 10.5%. Saw it. It sucked. 37. Saw it. It was good. 26. So the it sucked crowd, that's got to be the crank vote of the day. Got to be. But that's okay. We can handle it. Because of the people who saw it, we got 257 people who said it was either sensational or good, and only 37 say, oh, it sucked. It was bad. Bunch of propaganda. It's that damn Michael Moore again. WQAM, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, calling for Neil.
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Neil. Didn't sound like you.
I said it sounds just like me.
I'm going to see the movie today, hopefully, and I wanted to know, Neil, if you're not going to be in town on that great day of voting.
I'm going to be. I'm going to be there.
But the absentee ballot.
Right.
Would that make it harder for them to steal the election again, fair and square? If you go to the absentee ballot.
I remember when they were doing the thing with the absentee ballots from overseas and the military ballots. I know that was a real nightmare. So that's one of the reasons I definitely want to be there and vote. I don't want to take the chance.
Even though the people that are making the machines, supposedly these new machines have something to do, or they're connected with Bush.
You mean the Diebold people who said that they're going to do whatever they can to make sure he wins Ohio? Yeah, those people, right.
Yeah, right. So I'm trying to figure out if there's no other way to circumvent it. An absentee ballot wouldn't secure that your vote gets counted then.
Of course
right?
not.
Great. Then I guess I'll be there voting.
Well, I think the deal, what we have to do is make sure that Kerry wins by enough so they can't do it again. See what I'm saying?
Love your show, Neil.
So send in 5 or 10 ballots just to make sure.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, pal. See, if you send in 5 or 10, then maybe one will get through. I wonder what's happening in the dark community since we have... How many black listeners we got on the show?
About 30, man!
You folks better get out there and don't be disenfranchised again like Jeb Bush did to you. That's why I still can't believe that he won his last election. Just, it leaves me limp. Yeah. I can't believe it. How could he get reelected? I guess all the dark folks must have stayed home. Or they didn't know who Bill McBride was. Or all of these things. I don't know. But you better be highly motivated on the 2nd of November. I'll tell you that right now.
Josh will be.
Josh is going to be going to vote, okay? This is the first time you're going to vote?
That's right.
How do you like that? Don't want to make you into a civic activist or, like, take up a lot of your precious time that you could be getting laid and smoking some weed, things like that. But just a few minutes on Election Day. That's all it takes. Just a few minutes. So that we can get the country back, and that it might be safe for some of us to occasionally stick our toe into, because it's a dangerous place right now. And that guy that called before just, you know, you can. I have no problem with anybody doesn't like the movie or don't want to see it. Fine. But give me a song and a dance that he's worried about his kids. I don't have any kids, and therefore I don't know what I'm talking about. He's got kids. How about that woman who used to have that son who's dead now, and all the other 800 and some odd who used to have a son who are dead now? Not to mention, it's easy to say, well, you know, the Iraqis, there's thousands and thousands of Iraqis, but who cares about them? Well, if that's the case, then why are we worrying about Operation Iraqi Freedom? Isn't that kind of like a oxymoron?
Yep, kind of.
Yeah. But at any rate, don't confuse some of these people with the facts, because after all, we're the losers, and they're the winners. All right, he's got his. He's probably squeezing the good book right now. 12 minutes after 1 at 560 WQM, when you shop for shoes, man, there's only one name that ought to pop in your mind. That's Brandy Shoes in Pompano Beach. They've been there for a long time, for a hell of a long time, because they do such a great job of giving you fantastic deals, of giving you the best choices of brands, all the top names in the universe. And the people who work there know your feet inside and out, even by the aroma. They got Rockports, Florsheim, SAS, Sperry, Timberland, Naturalizer, and lots, lots more. And, of course, with the tremendous selection they got right there, if you find a shoe style that you like, I just about bet Greg's life on it right now. No matter what style you find, they got your size in stock right now, ready to slap on your fat feet. Brandy's is open daily, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 9, Sundays 10 to 5. You'll find them at 1290 North Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. It's always well worth the trip no matter where you are. And right now is a great time to buy SAS shoes at Brandy's this week, because you buy one pair at the regular price, you get the second pair for just half price this week. So come into the store or check them out online at brandyshoes.com.
high and low. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Baby, launch a couple missiles toward a place we know. Name a matter fella whose first name begins with O. There's one thing we all understand. Al-Qaeda won't be finished until we blow up Pakistan. We could chase them round forever with our tanks and all our troops, but special forces are so tired of jumping through them hoops. You know we need another plane.
Absolutely.
So let's cut out all the nonsense and go blow up Pakistan.
All right.
Al-Qaeda needs a nuclear tank. Why don't we stop pussyfooting and go blow up Pakistan?
Boom, boom.
117 at 560 WQAM. So the Sun Sentinel's taking a poll.
And it is?
Do you want to see Fahrenheit 9/11? 19,561 total responses, which indicates... Now, I can't remember the last time I checked one of their polls, but that looks like it's being freaked to me, okay? You know what I mean?
That's a lot of votes.
Yeah, for the Sun Sentinel poll. 19,561. Anyway, of course, more is brilliant. 34.6% say that. Yes, I'm curious. 23.3%, so that's 57, almost 58%. 37.3% say, no, it's just a bunch of lies, and 4.8% say maybe. So even, I'm sure that this is freaked with that number of polls. Well, maybe not, because it's getting a lot of response. So if you add up the maybe, yes, positively, you got 5, 28, 60, about 63%. And 37% say, no, it's just a bunch of lies. Now, I'd love to know, despite two things. First of all, they haven't seen it, and number two, What are the lies about? Can you think, Josh, you saw the movie. Can you think of anything in there that somebody would say this is a lie?
No.
I mean, it's a documentary. I mean, sure, there's opinion in there, naturally. But it seems to me that it's all factual. It's all right there. I can't imagine anything that could be made up. But nevertheless, don't confuse these people with the truth, because the Bush apologists, they're scared, most of these people, that something is going to happen that they'll never be able to cope with. Oh, my gosh. They're really doing that? So don't mess with them.
And if you've seen the movie already, you're a loser, or if you're in line.
Well, of course, we know that. Well, we know we're all losers anyway. Here's a fact that says, I can't help but think of a line from All the President's Men when Deep Throat tells Bob Woodward, forget the myths the media's created about the White House. The fact is, these are not very bright guys, and things got out of hand.
Oh, yeah.
They're not very bright guys, to say the best. Well, but they're a bunch of crooks, you see. You don't have to be all that bright to be a crook. Cheney is a crook. The whole Bush family are... I think the Bush family really has surpassed the Kennedys. I mean, the Kennedys, the old man was a bootlegger during WW2. That's how he made his fortune. And, of course, they fixed the 1960 election. We know that, with all the dead people who voted in Illinois and Chicago, thanks to Dick Daley. So the Kennedy family have been notorious for being crooks. And the Rockefellers, well, I don't know, well, whatever. When you find big money, you know what you find?
Big problems.
Crooks. Make no mistake about it. We're talking real serious money. Crooks. But I think the Bushes have surpassed the Kennedys like they were standing still. Anyway, here's a fax from Arelli. She says, my sister and I went to see the film Fahrenheit 9/11 yesterday. We both loved it, and we were both shocked that the Congress doesn't read the new bills on which they vote. How is this possible? Great show, thanks. Well, the reason it's possible is because if you've ever seen the size of the bills, they're like Webster's Unabridged Dictionary. You ever see those where they hand them in Congress? Those huge, huge books, they're like hundreds and hundreds of... It's really not feasible for them to read the bills.
You can't read all of it.
No. So they have staff members who, go over the highlights and read as much as they possibly can. And then they say, okay, sure, you know. And they count on the fact that there's no surprises in there. Now, the Patriot Act is totally unacceptable. And that's well documented in this movie. And there's poor John Conyers of Michigan, good guy, says to Michael Moore, sit down, my boy. Let me just tell you right now, we never read any of the bills that are brought to us. Zine America, baby, 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. Maybe they did get 19,000 votes because we're going to go for 1,000. You can bet Robert Creeper's life on it. We got 953 already. 10.2% say they absolutely will not watch it, and 40 people said they saw it and it sucked. Do you actually believe that?
No.
No.
WQAM, hello. QAM. I'm talking to you. WQAM, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Is this Josh?
Yeah.
This is Tim. You spoke to me earlier about registering.
Okay, hold on, hold on. See, I thought it was like a regular caller. Talk to him again, okay?
That guy loves Josh.
I was going to say, I'd be real careful how much information I give him, and don't give him too much time to hang around, okay, Josh? Don't let him, like, sit on your lap.
He wants his address and phone number.
And shoe size?
And shoe size.
Uh-huh. WQAM, hello.
Neil?
Yes, sir.
You made a little bit of an historical error. The Kennedy, Joseph Kennedy, he was a bootlegger during bootlegging days, which was not World
War II. Oh, I'm sorry, Prohibition, right. I'm sorry, preceding WW2, I'm sorry, in between.
But beyond that, yes, exactly, between the wars. But additionally, you always decry grave robbers, and there's a considerable body of historical fact to suggest that the Bush family years ago looted Geronimo's grave and that the Native Americans put a curse on them, and in the course of that, there's a curse on the United States from the Bushes having looted Geronimo's grave.
Well, I'll be damned. Okay, and thank you so much for that brilliant observation. Do you have any idea what he was talking about?
I couldn't understand one word he said.
I think he said something about Defoe and the Indians.
Indian killer!
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Yeah, they were bootlegging during the depression between WWs 1 and 2. So, excuse me. As far as the rest of it, what was he talking about? WQAM, hello.
Hi, can I talk to you?
Yes, ma'am. Speaking.
Hi, Neil. I saw the movie over the weekend, in fact, Friday night. I pre-ordered them on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And how anybody could, who's a fence sitter, of course, you got both sides, and the people who are pro-Bush aren't going to like it, and they're going to denounce it and whatever. But how anybody who's sort of sitting in the middle deciding what to do can leave there and not vote against that man is beyond me. Is
right.
Just simply beyond me. And I've also heard some people questioning Lila Lipscomb, she's the woman who lost her son,
right,
questioning her patriotism when she's standing out in front of the White House at the end screaming that she wants her son back.
Mm-hmm.
And until you're in that situation and your son or your daughter or your husband or wife is over there and loses their life, how dare people do that? No matter what side you're on, how dare people do that? But anyway, everybody should go see it. It's a great history lesson. And keep up the good work. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, see, this business of, just like Robert Greeper and all these other idiots, oh, you're un-American, you're unpatriotic. That's fascism at its utmost. You don't dare question your government. You don't criticize whatever the hell they do. That makes you a mindless lemming is what that makes you. I mean, we've been through this a million times, and I'm so tired of that crowd. Oh, you're unpatriotic. You're criticizing your country. You know, she sent her son off not to be killed, not to be as a human sacrifice. And that's what she became aware of, because that's exactly what it turned out to be. Died for nothing, for no good cause. One thing to die in defense of your country, in defense of freedom. Well, you die for the oil companies, when you die for big business, when you die for corrupt crooks, then it's another story. And then, of course, God forbid that we should see those bodies. God forbid that we should see those caskets, those flag draped caskets, coming back to Dover, Delaware. And we don't want to let the public see that. And you want to know why? Because it's bad for business. It creates a bad PR situation when the public sees that there actually are dead people coming back. Just like when the body bags were coming back from Vietnam and they were telling us that we got peace in our hand, right. That's what Josh Beckett says, too. So what happened there, Josh, with your boyfriend?
He's going to come by tomorrow and during the show because he couldn't come at 2:30, and I guess just drop me off a brochure to fill out.
Drop you off a brochure?
Well, I got to fill out a form, he said, and get it done, and I'll mail it in.
Oh, come on. Now, how long is it going to take you to fill that form out? You sure this guy's on the up and up?
He's legit, so he says he's going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, if he wants any sexual information, I would definitely pass on that.
I don't think you got to worry.
Well, he sounded a little, I don't know, I mean, you know me, I can sniff some of these people out a million miles away, or 1,200 miles anyway.
He called twice.
Yeah, well, so that means either he's legit and wants to get Josh registered, or he's really hot to trot.
I think he's hot to trot.
Or both. 26 after 1 at 560 WQL. Well, listen, if you want to exercise your freedom as an American, you might have to exercise something else.
Don't think so.
Hey, if you're on the Atkins diet, South Beach Sugar Busters are a low-carb, sugar-free diet of any kind. This has to be, it's not the worst. But if I had to pick the 10 worst pieces of copy ever handed to me in the history of my life, this is one of them. I'll tell you, there's somebody on that staff. We better have an investigation. I have no idea what's happened to this child.
Troy!
But he is just losing it rapidly. The Lights of West Polk has helped thousands of low-carb dieters achieve their weight loss goals. Today, shopping for the right low-carb products has become more and more difficult. Most of the so-called low-carb products on grocery store shelves won't even help you lose weight because a lot of them have hidden carbs. A lot of them are just garbage. So don't sabotage your weight loss goals. Come into the Lights of West Polk and they'll help you stay on the right track with hundreds of the best-tasting, lowest-carb products available, and you can try anything in the store before you buy it. Their staff knows low-carb dieting inside and out. They're open every day till 10 at Delights. And don't forget their guaranteed lowest price policy on all Atkins, Carbolite, and Pure D-Lite products. Delights of West Boca will not be undersold. Delights, you'll find them on the northeast corner of Glades and 441, right next to Boston Market, or call them toll-free at 1-877-LOW-CARB. That's with A-W. 1-877-LOW-CARB, or on the web, it's lowcarb.com. That's Delights of West Boca. It's your official Atkins retail center.
Live and local. We are Sports Radio 560 QAM.
M-O-N-P-A-Y-N-C-K-N. He'll be flying home to face criminal charges. You should see what they have planned. The new Prime Minister hopes Saddam Hussein is comfy when his nuts are in a cramp. He's going back to Iraq. Going back where criminals belong. He's going back to Iraq. Going back where criminals belong. Hey, Saddam Hussein, you're going back home. Prison life is waiting for you. And when you drop that soap in the shower, you know your cellmates will love you better. We're going home, Saddam. Yeah, going back.
Rectum.
Going back. Going back to Iraq where you belong. Going back. Going back. Going back to Iraq where you belong.
You know, I just found a website. It's, what the hell is it? Hillary Clinton's website?
Oh, really? She has her own site now.
Register.friendsofhillary.com. And you can register to vote online anywhere in the U.S. Must be a U.S. citizen either through birth or naturalization to register to vote. And it's got the form to fill out right here and what state you're in and yada, yada, yada. It's all right on there.
All right, so don't worry about coming tomorrow, buddy.
No, baloney. Oh, man, you are. I have never in my life seen anybody like you. You are trying so hard to back out of this deal.
The first thing I asked you was if I could do it online.
Well, I just found this thing. I don't know. It's just like I asked for the deadline for voter to sign up to register, and we still haven't got that yet. This audience is in a coma. They're too busy going Marty Cohen and whatever, and Reverend Jones. I don't know what the story is. Am I supposed to be like a walking encyclopedia? Well, I'm not.
How do I know?
All I know is it's election day today. That's all I know. Right here in Canada. Oh, boy, if that Harper gets in, where am I going to go then? I guess back to Amsterdam. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless Line. as those dark folks found in the jungles of Africa. No matter how fast you learn to run, sooner or later they're going to catch you, probably sooner. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
It was a good movie. It wasn't as good as Bones for Columbine, though.
Yeah.
I'd have to say. And can I get a shameless request?
No. 5670560, pound. I mean, with a review like that, I mean, it's not based on whether you liked it or not. It's based on the substance of what you had to say. Substance. Can you smell it?
Oh, yeah.
WQAM, hello. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. First of all, I'd be a little suspicious about somebody coming to somebody's place and trying to sign them up with voting.
Why is that?
Well, go to your local city hall and get registered.
Oh, yeah, so in other words, you think that Josh Cordes, who's trying already to back out of just having somebody show up and bring him the application, you think he's going to go to city hall and register to vote?
Is he that lazy?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, if you have to give a driver's license to somebody you don't know, that's a little suspicious, too.
Well, maybe the guy has it suspended. How do you know? Just, this guy obviously has got something in mind, okay? Let's just see how it unfolds.
By the way, Neil, I can't vote because I'm in the car. Can you vote that I will see the movie? By the way, Michael Moore's next venture, he said on CNN, was HMOs and pharmaceutical companies.
Right, I mentioned that before, right. Okay, thanks a lot, Pally. Have a great day. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. So, in other words, if you don't want to vote, stay in the car. So, if you don't want to register, just run right out to your car right now, Josh, and whenever that guy shows up, 2:30 today, tomorrow, whenever he shows up, you'll just be locked in the car, and then you'll be safe. And maybe you can just crack a window just a little bit, and he can slip it to you through the window. I mean, the form to fill out.
Okay.
WQAM, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Neil?
Pretty good.
All right. The part that got, there's two parts that mainly, you know, brought it home to me is that when the guy came to the Iraqi with the pickup truck full of dead babies and women.
Uh-huh. Right.
And when that woman was challenged in Washington by that other bitch.
Right.
You know, I said, what nerve do she have?
She should have just slapped that bitch and knocked her ass right to the ground.
That's what she should have done.
Yeah.
And she would have got a round of applause for doing it. Good show, Neil. See you later.
Thanks, Pally. There's a guy that saw the movie. There's one. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Let's see if we get our 1,000 votes here. What do we got? Nine? What a propitious time. Must be my psychic powers again. See what we got?
Right on time. I got 1,000 too.
Oh, you have? I got 999. Mine hasn't refreshed yet. Let me see if it can be refreshing. It is so refreshing you couldn't believe it. It's like Airwick. 1,004 I got now.
Oh, you're beating
What's
me.
Your take on Michael Moore's movie Fahrenheit 9/11? Haven't seen it yet, but I will see it. 559. Saw it. It was sensational. 270. Will absolutely not watch it. 104. 10.3%. Hard ass. Right wing. Bush apologists. Blood on their hands. Saw it. It sucked. 41. That's Robert Griefer voting 41 times. And saw it. No, I take that back because he didn't see it at all. He's just lying. You're a liar, Robert. You just make it up as you go along. And saw it. It was good. Has got...
About 30, man.
So 300 out of 341, which I don't know what percentage that is. What is that? Not what it should be because we got some phony votes on it. But anyway, nationwide, 91%.
It's very good.
Huh?
It's very good.
Well, I mean, 300 out of 350 would be 5/7, which is about 70%. But we got a bunch of Ojan Provocateur Goyim on there who are goosing up that sod and sucking. And you see, they're playing a little game. Oh, we're gonna psych out these people. We're gonna make sure that if enough of us vote that it wasn't any good, they're not gonna waste their $8 to go see it. Well, guess what? All the people that are anxious to go see it, including the ones who say definitely will see it, which is over 56%, they're still gonna see it.
Oh yeah.
In spite of all your negatory comments. There's nothing like having an opinion. It's like my saying, hey, what do you think about calamari? Is that one of your favorite dishes? Oh, I never had calamari. Okay. Well, I can accept that. Oh, it sucks. Did you ever eat it? No. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about veal parmesan? Oh, it's horrible. Well, when's the last time you had it? I never had it, but sounds terrible.
I heard it's bad.
Yeah, I heard it's crap, although I do like veal parmesan a lot.
I love veal parmesan.
Mmm. Well, all fat people like that kind of stuff.
Of course.
Smothered with cheese and sauce. Oh, man. Chicken parmesan, veal parmesan. In fact, I like just plate parmesan, just a plate with the cheese and sauce on it.
I'll take two.
Don't forget, this week we got George on vacation, so Josh and Zach need a lot of Krispy Kreme donuts. In fact, maybe the guy, when he brings tomorrow your thing to fill out, maybe he'll bring you a dozen Krispy Kremes. It's kind of like a, you know, getting acquainted kind of a gift.
The hot the trot gift.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
Josh has got a puzzled look on his face.
Well, what does that mean? Well, you better be there overseeing this project, I'm telling you right now, because God only knows.
Don't worry.
God only knows what's going to happen when this whole deal goes down tomorrow. The guy will show up with the application. He'll probably bring some donuts. He'll probably turn out to be a good guy, okay? Just don't let him too close. 20 till 2 at 560 WQM. Let me tell you about Dry Concepts. I've been using them in my homes for over 20 years now. It's a long time, and the reason being they're the best in the world. Why would you even think about calling anybody else if your carpets are schmutzy? And believe it, your carpet is as bad as your sink when it comes to collecting germs and schmutz, all kind of bad things deep down in there. What you ought to do is make that one easy call to Dry Concepts toll-free at 1-800-248-5071, and they'll dry clean your carpeting. Same idea as dry cleaning your clothing. Nobody else in the world does that. The stains go away and they don't come back. Beware of those $5.95 per room scams. Believe you me, you're never going to get the same results from those people that you get from Dry Concepts. And they don't give you any scam at the end of the deal either. They give you a written guaranteed price up front before they start doing their fantastic job, whether it's your carpeting, your area rugs, oriental rugs, drapery, upholstery, all of these things. So pick up that phone and call them real soon for a stupendous, unbeatable job. And when you talk to Dry Concepts, be sure and ask them to put you on their standby list, which can save you an extra 15% off their already unbeatable price. Call them toll-free, 1-800-248-5071. That's 1-800-248-5071, or check them out on the web at dryconcepts.com.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
You're a
but they got a call here. The number one rated Mo Howard and David in his own. At least according to my aspirations. Stay away from me. I don't even know how you have children. Miramar, hello.
And I want your take on Jay Fiedler.
Oh, well, Jay Fiedler is a great quarterback and a good Jew.
I like Jay Fiedler.
Well, not to mention he's got extraordinarily smooth buttocks.
Oh, yeah!
You've got to be careful what you say here.
Okey-doke. Thank you, Mo.
No, wait a minute. Don't go.
But I have nothing else to say.
How about this? How's the weather down there in Miramar?
I'm right down the street from you.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go.
Oh, wait. By the way, something.
No, I have to go.
Look, I tell you what. I'll hold you over the break. How's that, huh? I'll give you one of my old tank T-shirts. How's that? No, wait! That was the only caller we had.
The veins on your nose is growing again.
My nose glows when something stings. Almost every day I think. And my veins, they start to tickle. My adenoid, doi. Yeah, I look like a ball in a bag. That's because I'm a crazy old bag.
At 560 WQM. Here's the fact. I saw the Michael Moore movie this past weekend. The only theater showing it in Hialeah. I guess they have someone taking down names. And the most telling part is W's stunned reaction in the classroom after he hears about the second plane and is reading My Pet Goat Book. What's the right-wing Bush-looking explanation for that? Is that leadership? The right-wing excuse for Michael Moore is some people, of course we don't know who, 30 years ago, didn't like working for him, so he must be unreliable, evil, or fill in the blank. I do have children. I don't want them slaughtered for Bush. That dumb Julio caller is more than welcome to send his kids off to die. Sounds like natural selection to me. That's a shot.
Oh!
If I ever heard one.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's see. Somebody faxes us the voter thing. Florida, the voter registration deadline, 29 days before the election, which is November 2nd. So that would be, what, about October 4th?
Something like that. Maybe October 4th or... I think I just faxed you another sheet also.
Yeah.
More dates on it.
Well, wouldn't 29 days before November the 2nd be October 4th? Don't 31 days have October and the rest don't pay any attention to something like that?
Yes, you're right. October
4th. October 4th.
Yeah.
So this is only the 28th of June. July, August, September, October. You got 3 months plus. 3 months plus a few odd days to get your ass with it. And between now and then we'll...
We should get Josh signed up by then.
Huh?
We should get Josh signed up by then.
If he ain't signed up tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 or thereabouts, and if we don't have, when a guy comes, find out how long it takes you to get the card back in the mail.
All right.
And then the day that it comes there, you'll say, show it to George and the card too, and then we'll make a big announcement right here on the show. That's one. Let's see. Tim says, I saw the movie on Friday, was impressed, and I was one of those losers. I was one of those losers standing out in front of the Gateway Theater too. Let's see, closing date for the elections. See, I was right. Once I got my math right, Tim says October 4th, according to the Broward Supervisor Elections website, yada, yada, yada. Thank you, Tim. Sean says, in Florida, registration closes on the 29th day prior to the election, yada, which is October 4th. Okay? But for the primary, August 2nd, well, we don't care about the primary, do we? No.
No.
So thank you. We finally got around to it, and we got the information. We're going to get 8 million people. We're going to have 40 million people voting in Florida by November 2nd. Everybody in the state's going to vote at least twice, just to be sure. WQAM, hello.
Joe. Was
yes,
it,
sir. What is it?
This is Neil.
Yes.
Hey, I was calling you because I didn't get to see the movie this weekend.
Yeah.
And you know what? I saw it in Deerfield, and I thought it was all going to be like old people in there, and it was actually a lot of young people.
Oh, right. Excellent. That's what we need.
and you know what? It was a couple of things, a couple of observations. The Britney Spears... Or Britney Spears, her quote in that movie is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That is. Although I will say this, she looked damn good there. I'll say that.
Yeah, actually, I thought she had a one actually, but the thing I think that the Republicans are going to be the most upset about is that Bush. I mean, he just uses regular clips of his interviews and his press conferences, and he just comes across as such a total idiot. He
right.
is the guy is. It's like they give him enough rope, and he hangs himself.
Absolutely. What you see is what you get.
Yeah, and actually, by the way, the New York Times did a fact-checking review of the movie, mm-hmm. and I think they found a couple of things which they thought Michael Moore could have done a better job on, and the one thing was about the Saudi Arabian money. He doesn't really give a reference where that money comes from, where the figure, I think it was close to $1 trillion.
Right.
That was one of the things that that they thought that was kind of very editorial on his part.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing was that Bush's presidency was floundering before 9/11. That was the other thing that the New York Times thought that maybe he just went a little bit overboard on. But everything else that they checked out in the movie is based
yeah,
on...
Yeah, but that part, that was early in the movie. And didn't they show the charts showing his popularity dropping? I mean, I don't remember what the numbers were. And when I see it again, I'll be sure and watch that part more closely. But it seemed to me that they showed actual graphs to show what the numbers were.
Yeah, no, you're right. But I guess those are the only two things that they found that was not based on factual information. And let me give
right.
you another story about John Ashcroft. They
yeah.
were going to use in the movie, this is how accurate the movie is, they were going to use the fact that he did not fly commercially before 9/11. And then his team of people that actually do all the fact-checking actually found out that he flew twice commercially in the summer of 2001.
Right.
Therefore, they did not put it in the movie. That's how accurate the movie is. But they did not want to put something in there that was not based on fact.
Right.
Ashcroft did fly commercially before 9/11.
No, that's true. Anybody who says the movie is a bunch of lies is just afraid of the truth. That's their problem.
That's absolutely right. So
thanks a lot, Connie. Have
all
a
right,
great day. 152 at 560 WQM. And again, I just recommend it. I saw it, and I thought it was great. It was spectacular, sensational, outstanding, like all of Michael Moore's work. And if we had 1,000 people like him in this country, things would be a hell of a lot better right now, eh?
That's right.
If we had 50. But we don't. We got bait. And, of course, if the Democratic Party had just a handful, just 5 or 6, or maybe just one would have been good on that fateful day, huh? After the Supreme Court decided to appoint a president. Just one Democratic senator. And again, I'd sure like to know what John Kerry is saying about that. Probably not much. 152 at 560 WQM. It's still not too late to change, by the way. Howard Dean is still waiting for that phone call. He came on yesterday right on national TV, said, hey, guess what? I was right. A lot of you were wrong. Give me crap.
We're going to South Carolina, and Oklahoma, and Arizona, and North Dakota, and New Mexico. We're going to California, and Texas, and the U.S. We're going to South Dakota, and Oregon, and Washington, and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
He's starting to look better by the minute, you know what? Of course, all my best friends are all named Howard.
Absolutely.
152 at 560 WQM. It's summertime. Days getting longer, nights getting shorter, which means it is so important for you to get a good night's sleep. If you're not sleeping as well as you would like, call 1-800-MATTRESS today, because millions of people, smart people, and maybe some not all that brilliant, you don't have to be a genius, they figured it out. They called 1-800-MATTRESS for the lowest prices on the best brands in bedding. It's the easiest possible way to guarantee you a great night's sleep. Save time, save money, improve your productivity, and brighten your disposition, because you're going to sleep every night like a baby. Dollar Mattress is ranked number one in customer satisfaction. They were winners of the 2004 Better Business Bureau Local Torts of Excellence Award. When you call 1-800-MATTRESS, you'll get the best prices on the best brands with delivery on your schedule and the best customer service in the universe. And Dollar Mattress carries only the top names in the business. They got them all. Sealy, Serta, King Coil, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns, and Foster Hewitt. From Kendall to Stewart, Palm Beach to Fort Myers, Dollar Mattress will deliver right to your door the finest bedding around. They take away the crappy, soiled old bedding and set up your brand new one for you. Everybody at QM and anybody with a brain is called 1-800-MATTRESS for our beds, and you ought to be doing the same. If you want more info or if you want to just do it online, log on to their website, mattress.com, or give them a call right now at 1-800-MATTRESS, 1-800-MATTRESS.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Come any worse than Neil Rogers.
Great column by Maureen Dowd. It's on our website. I don't have time to read it. Are they losing it? But there's just one paragraph. The conservatives defending Mr. Cheney for his use of the F-word against Patrick Leahy the other day are largely the same crowd that went off the deep end because of a glimpse of a breast on the Super Bowl, demanding everything from fines to new regulations to protect red states from blue language. She's really good. Anyway, what do we got on the poll? What's your take on Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11? You better go see it if you're smart. 1,157 votes. Haven't seen it yet, but we'll see it. 599. Saw it. It was sensational. 373. That's the obvious correct answer for anybody with a brain and an open mind, or even like half a brain. Well, absolutely not watch it. 109. 9.4%. But saw it, it sucked. See, they're like moving over on that again to try to dissuade anybody from seeing it. 45. Say that. Saw it, it was good. 31. I'll guarantee you, now, the Mad Dog's coming up next. I guarantee he saw it on Friday, Saturday, and like at 4:15 this afternoon, he's probably going to be one of those losers standing on line in Fort Lauderdale.
Bye, bye, bye!
There's nothing like a talk show host holding a big black dildo while you're trying to do an update.